Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is it. This is it.
I just love listening to your show. It makes me feel so informed.
That's what I'm talking about.
If it's going on in the news, Dana is on it.
Freedom is bare bones, straight no chaser, limited government, take care of yourself, stay out of everybody else's life, the government stays out of your life, enjoy the fruits of your labor, and when you screw up, you got to deal with it. That's freedom.
Taking the big news of the day seriously, but not much else.
Whoopity-doo-dah, here's your participation trophy.
The Dana Show.
Welcome. It is Eric Erickson filling in yet again for Dana, who continues to enjoy her vacation and make the rest of us jealous on Instagram. The phone number, 844-344-DANA. We got 3 hours of lots of stuff, and we don't even have election stuff out of the gate today. I mean, we had big news, actually really, really big news, beyond campaign 2016. Which I find myself every once in a while still saying campaign 2012. It's just old habits, hard to break. But this is beyond the campaigns. Since Barack Obama was elected in 2009, and I've gotten a lot of heat for saying this, and when I was at CNN with Dana, said this several times and caused all sorts of controversy. I've said it at Fox. I've written it. I continue to maintain it. I think it is a relevant question. How many people are going to die because of Barack Obama's policies on terror? I think it is a fair question to ask. Is it?
We now go live to Reading Colt 45's Baseball with Kyle DeFore and Maddie Novelli.
Andres and JJ Hancock, and they're going to tell me where they are from.
Hi, my name is Andres Alburjas, and I was born and raised in Venezuela, Maracaibo, and I'm currently going to Harrisburg State University in St. Louis.
Cool.
I'm JJ Hancock. I'm from Kenilworth, Washington, and I currently attend Washington State University.
Sweet. How do you guys like Reading so far?
I really like it. You know, I have fun. The fans are very fun. They're very involved with us in the field, and it's beautiful. I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
When I go back to Washington, and the people here are pretty amazing.
Yeah. This is your guys' first time in Northern California, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This
is actually my first time in California, so I'm very excited.
Your first time anywhere in California?
Anywhere.
Okay, what about you, JJ? Have you been to other places in California?
I've been to other places. We play in LA.
Okay,
and,
cool.
That Funk and Diamond area.
Nice. Okay, Andres, you came in having a very high record of home runs. That's correct, right?
Yeah, that's correct. My past spring season, I hit 13 home runs, and I set a record in my school for 13 home runs. And
yeah, So coming
9 RBIs.
So. Nice. So coming here, hitting your first home run last night, how did you feel about that?
I feel actually really good because I wasn't having a good time at the plate, and finally getting that home run will get me back in track.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And then JJ, tell us a little about your background with baseball. You started as a catcher and now you're playing outfield. Like,
yeah,
what's up with that?
I started off as a catcher. I've been catching since I was about, I want to say, 9 years old. And then this year, this season, right before the season started, I ran through a pretty bad injury in my thumb. So they decided to move me in the outfield.
Okay. Well, that's pretty cool because you just had, like, a diving catch yesterday. I didn't see it, but everyone else saw it. I heard it was pretty awesome. So that's cool.
It was pretty awesome.
Yeah, did you feel good?
Bit, but,
yeah.
I mean, it felt pretty awesome.
Good. More into that. Okay, let's see. I'm trying to think what else to do. Yeah, you guys liking the team now? You guys liking the guys?
Yeah, I really enjoy, you know, meeting people from all around the state. You know, it's my first time that I actually meet people from many other places because I've been around, you know, very people from the same area. So it's pretty cool to know all the people.
Good.
Yeah, and there's some characters on the team.
Yeah, I mean, I can tell just talking to you. Like, you're sitting here dancing and stuff. I'm like, all right, that's awesome.
That's
no, it's great.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
great. And well, yeah.
It's kind of cool meeting other guys that kind of are the same way.
Yeah, I bet. You know, you guys have guys from all over. I mean, different countries as well. I think that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
Cool. All right. Well, thanks for talking with me for a little bit, and I hope you guys win this game tonight.
Thank you very much.
Calling all beer lovers, Brews by the Bridge at Turtle Bay is the summer event for you. On June 24th, celebrate the solstice at the Sundial Bridge with beer from some of Northern California's favorite breweries. Join us for live music, tasty food, and activities like cornhole and make and take your own coaster. Tickets are $10 for Turtle Bay members and $12 for non-members and includes your first full beer. Sponsored by Reading Distributing, this 21 and over event is sure to sell out, so buy your tickets now. Visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. Uncle Bob, where does the water come from? From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Manny Novelli bringing you Colt 45's Baseball from Tiger Field here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. Visiting Novato Knicks in the second game of a two-game series here tonight. We'll get you the starting lineups for them in a second here, but first we want to get you the defense for your hometown 45s. Starting pitcher tonight is left-handed pitcher Jeff Ahern, making his second start of the year. He's a former Anderson Cub, now down at CSU Monterey Bay. Your outfield from left to right, DJ Porter in left, JJ Hancock getting a start in center as Williams has the night off, Andres Alburjas in right field. Your infield from third to first is going to be Austin LeBoux at third, Zach Taylor at short, Noah Ferguson at second, and Jared Bertotti at first. Jonathan Alvarez out of Harris Stowe State University by way of Venezuela is going to be in the squat tonight. And your DH is Chase Larson out of Palisadro, had a three-run home run last night. We'll get to him when he takes his first at-bat, but we're ready to get started here. Leading off of the Novato Knicks and playing center field He did the same thing last night. It's Adam Monzer. Monzer 1-for-3 with a double last night. He steps in against the lefty Ahern, and first pitch here, 7-15, is a strike by Ahern. And here's the 0-1 from Ahern. That's a line drive into left center field. That's a hit. It's going to get past Porter and get to the wall. That's going to be a leadoff double there by Mauser. Nice start to the game there for Novato, as the leadoff man is on with a double. Turtle Bay is rocking this summer with two incredible exhibitions, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll, and Nigel Skeet's Homeless Rockstars. Visit turtlebay.org for park hours and information. Turtle Bay Exploration Park, isn't it wonderful? We want to thank them for their sponsor of KCNR's Reading Colt 45s on the radio here all summer long. That's going to bring up Roland Pusich. He's shortstop. He was not in the lineup last night. Batting second here for Novato. Larson even with the bag at third, as is Bertotti at first. First pitch is a strike. We're taking all the way. So corners in for the bunt. Ferguson out at second base, shading over to keep him honest. 0-1 from Ahern here. He kicks and fires. That's a ground ball up the middle. Making the play at short is Taylor, and he throws him out. Nice play. One down. Advancing to third is the runner. So runner on third now with one down for James Potts, your right fielder for Novato. Score that last put out 6-3. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond our job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete, proud sponsor of the Colt 45s here. Quick 0-1 here from Ahern, and that ball now is low and away, ball one. One ball, one strike, one out in the top of the first, scoreless tie. Runner on third for Novato. That ball is outside as well, down 2-1. That ball is outside as well now, 3-1 to the number three hitter, Mike Heibetter, the left fielder on deck. He hit cleanup last night as well. And Ahern walks him, so runners at the corners. For Novato here in the first. Mike Heibetter, number 20. Had a rough night at the plate last night, 0-for-3 with a walk. And that walk, he got picked off first as soon as he got that walk. So hoping for better results here tonight. Runner on first and third. Bertotti holding him on, big hole on the right side. Here's the pitch. He takes that at the knees for a strike. Nice pitch from Ahern. Ahern now comes at the belt. He set, kicks, and fires. Here's a 1-1. Swing and a miss. He's late on the fastball. A quick 0-2 here on the Knicks cleanup hitter. 45s won last night 5-2 on the strength of two home runs. One by Chase Larson and one by right fielder Andres Alburjas. They're hitting third and fourth tonight. We'll see at least Larson in the bottom of the first. Here's the 0-2 from Ahern. That is outside for a ball. Jeff Ahern, as we mentioned, a former Anderson Cub, now a CSU Monterey Bay Otter. Just finished his freshman year down there at CSU Monterey Bay. Number 24. And now comes set. Here's the 1-2. Runner goes to second. Here's the throw by Alvarez. He is out at second base. Nice throw. Didn't even really come up all the way out of his stance. Just kind of flung it and showing off the arm there. Score that one, a caught stealing as Potts is cut down. Now two down in the top of the first with the runner still on third base. Alvarez had the night off last night as True Blood did the catching. That's a ground ball to second base. Ferguson takes it on the big hop and throws him out. So a nice job there by Ahern to pitch out of first and third with one out. We head to the bottom of the first of a scoreless tie. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019458.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the first here at Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, bringing you every game this summer. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Scoreless first half of the top of the first there for Ahern. And that'll bring up the 45s as J.J. Hancock will lead off. His first time hitting in the leadoff spot. He's playing center field tonight. Got a chance to talk to him a little bit on the pregame show, Matty Novelli. That ball is low for ball one. Matty had a chance to talk to Andres Alburjas, our right fielder from Harris Stowe State University by way of Maracaibo, Venezuela, as well as J.J. Hancock, who is from Washington State. That is a strike over the plate, 1-1 now. We straightened something out here in the pregame, actually before the interview, where J.J.'s listed in the program as being from Las Vegas. I've mentioned that a few times. He's actually from Eastern Washington, so apologies to all the friends and family up there. Program did me wrong here. That's a ground ball hit sharply to first base, and it kicks off of the first baseman, and he's not going to have a play as Hancock hustling all the way. Slight bad hop there ate him up, and that was all it took for Hancock to beat it out. We'll see how the official scores that. I'll bring up a Reading native, Noah Ferguson, your second baseman tonight out of Butte College. We'll call that a single for Hancock. Hometown scorecard here. Ferguson takes all the way out, way outside. Easy take there for Ferguson. Starting pitcher tonight for the Novato Knicks, Dylan Hecht. Tall right-hander. Looks like he's all of 6'2 or 6'3 at least. And a high three-quarters release here. Kind of throws across his body a little bit. Hides the ball somewhat. That ball is down in the dirt. Kicks away from the catcher and an easy 90 feet for J.J. Hancock. As that ball was about 59 feet, bounced in front of the plate, kicked off his chest protector and out in front of the plate. No chance as Hancock advances without the throw. Ferguson now ahead in the count, 2-0. Shadows creeping across the infield here. Slight advantage for the pitcher. As you see the ball go from light to shadow before it gets to you. It's actually going light to shadow because of the way it's configured right now with the trees, but usually only lasts about an inning and a half here for a 7 p.m. start. We've got a 7 p.m. start every game until Sunday, which is a 6 p.m. Sunday start. Here's the 3-0. That ball is low, ball four. So a four-pitch walk to Ferguson. And the 45s are in business here. Here comes Chase Larson, your DH. Larson 1-for-3 last night, but it was a big one, a three-run homer to put the 45s up 4-0. They would eventually go on to win 5-2. And he was our co-player of the game last night with starting pitcher Brandon Lupton, who threw six scoreless with seven strikeouts in a masterful outing. Larson here. He's the first pitch. Very high. That one is back to the backstop. Actually hits off the metal of the backstop and flies back like a line drive to the catcher, but both runners are going to move up. So 1-0 here, and now he's got two ducks on the pond in scoring position. So 45's in business early here. They had two home runs last night, but just taking what the Knicks are giving them right now. On deck is Andres Alburjas. He also had a home run last night, a solo shot in the eighth inning. That is in there for a strike now, 1-1 on Larson. Larson, a Palisadro native, former Foothill Cougar. Hitting in the three hole tonight. Here's the 1-1 from Hecht. And he check swings, and he did check it, so that's a ball. 2-1. Larson out of Feather River College. Just finished his sophomore year down there. Two men on, nobody out. Here's the 2-1. He swings and fouls it back to the screen. That's going to be 2-2. And he's shaking his head. He'd like to have that one again. Is it had some hang time and caught more strike zone than the pitcher probably wanted to. But nonetheless, it's a harmless foul ball now, 2-2. Just $5 a ticket down here at Tiger Field. Absolutely perfect weather. Nice little breeze blowing through here. And on our 7 p.m. start times, every seat is in the shade from first pitch. Can't beat it. If you haven't been down to Tiger Field in quite some time, come enjoy the amenities here. Oh, and Larson waves at that one. That's a breaking ball out of the zone. Nice pitch by Hecht, and he's set down on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Alburjas. Andres Alburjas, your right fielder, who's, in addition to his home run last night, which was his first hit as a Reading Colt 45, he's shown off one of the better throwing arms you'll ever see. One of the older players we have here, he's actually 24, just finished up his senior year at Harris Stowe State. In St. Louis, we've got actually four players from Harris Stowe over there, including tonight's catcher, Jonathan Alvarez, who's also from Venezuela. Had a chance to talk to Andres a little bit before the game. So they've actually got six guys from Venezuela on that Harris Stowe State University team over there in St. Louis. Something of a pipeline there. Baseball talent headed from south to north. Here's the 1-0. That ball is down in the dirt quickly. 2-0 here on Alburjas. Hancock at third. Ferguson at second with just one down here in the bottom of the first. He winds and fires. That ball is in there for a strike. 2-1 now. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community, and we thank them for making such an important role, playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders, proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. 2-1 now. He comes set at the belt. Kicks and fires. That ball is back to the screen, but the runners will not advance as it bounces back to the catcher and is playable. So not a whole lot of room behind home plate here or in foul territory as the fans are right on top of the field. It's really, really great sight lines from every seat here. And you can't beat the weather. An absolutely perfect day for baseball here. 3-1, Alburjas in the driver's seat, but pitcher's got a first base to play with, so that ball is lifted down the right field line as first base out of play. It's actually going to bounce off the dugout. Alburjas just kind of reached out there for that one. So 3-2 now. Doesn't necessarily have to come in here with a base to play with, but you never want to load the bases. Certainly not with less than two outs here. Making him throw a lot of pitches. 45's taking some good at-bats here. Alburjas, Alvarez to follow, and Porter, should it get that far, swing and a miss, and Alvarez goes down on strikes on a breaking ball below the zone. Two down now. That'll bring up the catcher, Jonathan Alvarez. did not play last night, but getting the start at catcher and in the five hole tonight. He comes up now with two down and runners on second and third. Here's the pitch. That ball is in the left-handed hitter's batter's box in the dirt. Nice play by O'Sullivan, the Knicks catcher, to knock that one down. As he's had quite a few opportunities to dig him out thus far. Hecht still trying to find the range a little bit here in the bottom of the first. Here's the 1-0 to Alvarez. That ball is low and outside, ball two. Hancock bluffing the steal of home there and stopping about a quarter of the way down the line. Trying just to perhaps catch the corner of the eye of the catcher or the pitcher or both. Alvarez now up 2-0 in the hitter's count. That's a breaking ball in there for a strike. 2-1 now. Alvarez splitting catching duties with Zach Trueblood, who caught last night. 2-1 now here with two down. Swinging a foul ball down the right field line. That's going to be out of play. Now 2-2. So Ahern, the 45 starter, pitched out of a first and third in the top of the first. And Hecht is one pitch away from getting out of a second and third with nobody out here in the bottom of the first. 45 is trying to cash in on this golden opportunity. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two on for Alvarez. That ball is down in the zone, kicks up and out of play, and Hancock with a heads-up play scores easily without a throw. That ball was down in the dirt, kicked up off the heel of the glove and was very high. Catcher O'Sullivan had a hard time locating it. Hancock identified it right away and sprinted for home, absolutely no chance. And that opens the scoring here and pushes it to a full count. 1-0 45s. Ferguson moves up to third. And Alvarez now with a chance for one RBI at least, barring a home run, of course. Three balls, two strikes, two outs. And ball's down in the dirt, and Alvarez draws a walk. So DJ Porter, your left fielder, will bat with runners on the corners and two down. Porter, who's been in left field most games, he's also played first one game. We've been impressed with his plate discipline and his approach here, as he's a line drive machine and rarely gets out on that front foot or gets fooled. He's got a good opportunity here with Alvarez on first, Ferguson on third, two down. That ball is down in the dirt as well. So the Knicks starter, Hecht, has been in the dirt early and often, and 45s have taken advantage here with one run in the bottom of the first, looking for more. On deck is Simpson Redhawk Jared Bertotti. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a miss is Porter cut it loose there and did not get cheated. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two down here to Porter. Out of Cal Baptist University. That ball is inside, 2-1. Porter, a teammate of 45's closer, Seth Kinnean, who had the two-inning save last night. And it's been fun to watch him pitch a 5-9 left-hander throwing heat. Here's the 2-1 to Porter. Swing and a miss as he's got him on the breaking ball there down in the dirt. Now 2-2. One run already home here in the bottom of the first. 45's up 1-0 on the visiting Novato Knicks. Second game of a two-game series. We'll welcome in the Santa Rosa Rosebuds tomorrow night and Saturday. Runner goes from first. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and that'll end the inning. So Porter goes down on strikes. One runner across for the 45s. We'll head to the top of the second. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go, summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the top of the second here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com bringing you game 7 of 45. We'll be doing it all summer long here. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. First pitch from Ahern is a strike. Leading off the inning here for the Novato Knicks, number 5 hitter Tyler Torres, your third baseman tonight. Ahern, very high. That's a ball 1-1. Torres, the shortstop last night, went 1-for-4 with 2 strikeouts. That one also was very high, so Ahern now down 2-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community. We strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. Check them out at newsconcrete.com. Lazy fly ball to right, put away by Al Borjas. And Torres is retired. Scored that one 9 flyout. That'll bring up Hakeem Sedon, number 9. Second baseman for the Novato Knicks tonight. Not in the lineup last night. So a couple changes here for Novato. Ahern below the zone there, 1-0. And wasting no time as Ahern, that ball is very high, 2-0. So trying to find the range here a little bit in the second inning. Pitched out of a first and third jam in the top of the first to put up a goose egg. And the 45s push one across in the bottom of the first. It's 1-0. That's where we stand. Outside, Alvarez unable to frame that one. So it's 3-0. Kicks and fires. That one is in there. 4 strike now, 3-1. That ball is fouled back, so he does a good job to recover from 3-0 to make it full. And the full count pitch here with one down. And that's a line drive into right field, a single. Al Borjas takes it on a hop. And Sedon with a single there. That'll bring up Easton Dieters. First baseman. Dieters, the first baseman here for Novato. Oh for 2 last night, but he did draw 2 walks. Lefty on lefty matchup here as Ahern throws over to first, runner back. One down in the top of the second. 45's up 1-0. J.J. Hancock, your center fielder tonight, scored from third on a wild pitch in the bottom of the first. That ball is inside to Dieters, 1-0. One ball, no strike. Runner ring held on at first. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Nice pitch there by Ahern. As he gave up on that one, and it broke right over the plate. 1-1 now. One is a breaking ball in there for a strike. Another nice pitch by Jeff Ahern. Now 1-2. You're listening to Summer College League, Summer League College Baseball here on KCNR 1460. All these players here from Hawaii all the way to the East Coast. Here's the 1-2. That ball's outside now, 2-2. We've got hometown by way of Anderson, so nearly hometown player here. Jeff Ahern is your starter tonight. He's up 1-0. Here's it. Two balls, two strikes with one out and a runner on first. And he throws over to first, back safely. MLB draft happened today. Philadelphia Phillies had the first pick, and they took high school outfielder Mickey Moniak with the number one pick, a 6'2 outfielder out of La Costa Canyon High School in Southern California. Top high school position player, according to Baseball America. A swing and a miss on a high fastball, and he struck him out. Nice pitch there by Ahern as Dieters waved at it. Two down now. Joe Nafias, the DH, number 23. Looks like to be about 6'5", at least, by the looks of him. Did not play in the game last night. That's a called strike down at the knees from Ahern. Nafias, the DH. Hit with two down and a runner on first. Larson guarding the line at third, or LeBou guarding the line at third, I should say. Larson DHing tonight. That's a fastball outside, and he waves at it. 0-2. Here's the pitch, and he kind of reaches out and just taps that one out to first base, and it's actually behind the bag, and Bertotti dives, but he cannot make the play, and he's slow to get up here. He really gave his effort, and that was a fair ball, so that's a single. Looked like he hit it with a newspaper. It was just off the end of the bat and perfectly placed about 3 inches inside the line as Bertotti dove, trying to catch it over his shoulder, and he's shaken up a little bit. Manager Greg Cattaray heading out there to check on him, so we'll score that a single for Nafias. Runner moves up to second base, so runners on first and second now with two outs. We'll see if Bertotti's going to stay in the game here. He kind of clutched his midsection or his side. Might be a stomach muscle there or a lat perhaps. Pure speculation from the announcing booth here. I want to remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They continue to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders for all your construction needs. We thank them for their support of the Reading Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Still checking out Bertotti over here. O'Sullivan's going to be the hitter. Two down, runners on first and second. He's your catcher and number nine hitter for the Knicks. Reached base just one time last night and struck out twice. And he's had his work cut out for him defensively here in the first inning. Cattaray trying to determine if Bertotti's going to stay in there. And you hate to see anybody have any discomfort out there, and you certainly don't want them to hurt themselves further, but looks like he's going to stay in there, so the fans give him a round of applause. Absolutely perfect day for baseball. Nice breeze blowing here at Tiger Field. We are in the 80s. Every seat in the shade here is we're slightly overcast, actually. Just $5 a ticket all summer long. You can get the entire schedule on ReadingColt45s.com. Had Cottonwood Little League here last night. Lots of fun event nights. And that's a strike there for Ahern. So after the layoff, he comes back and throws strike one. 2-0 Sullivan. Top of the lineup on deck. In Mauser. That's a line drive, and it's not hit hard. So on two hops to Ferguson at second base. Looked like he kind of fisted that one inside out. That'll end the inning. We head to the bottom of the second here. Still 1-0 Colt 45s. You're listening to Redding Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Redding community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Redding Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no! Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack Catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the second here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 bringing you Colt 45's Baseball visiting Novato Knicks. We're defeated last night 5-2 by your hometown 45s. 45s up 1-0 here after getting one run in the bottom of the first. Due up this inning. Bottom of the lineup, 7-8-9, Jared Bertotti. First base, Austin LeBoux at third and shortstop Zachary Taylor. And if Bertotti's your seven hitter, you're in pretty good shape, as we've seen him take some really great at-bats. Had a loud triple to the wall that, if it had any kind of lift, would have been a home run a few games ago. Austin LeBoux to follow. He's from Cottonwood, California, playing third base tonight, hitting in the eight hole. First pitch to Bertotti. That ball is outside for ball one. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, continuing to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders, swinging a miss here. Bertotti, 1-1 now. So 45 sent six men to the plate in the first. J.J. Hancock led off with a single and eventually scored on a wild pitch. And that's where we stand, 1-0. All down in the dirt now, 2-1 to Bertotti. Switch hitting 6-3 first baseman. And Simpson Redhawk playing for the hometown 45s here. 2-1 now. That's a ground ball to first, and it gets by him right in the hole as a diving deer is unable to put a glove on it. That's a leadoff single by Bertotti. That'll bring up LeBoux. LeBoux out of East Central University, not in the lineup last night, but starting at third and hitting eighth tonight. On deck, Zachary Taylor. And we'll see what Cattaray wants to do here. 45s are managed by former Oakland A's left-hander Greg Cattaray, part of that 88 American League Championship team. First pitch is in there for a strike to LeBoux, 0-1. Bertotti being held on at first. Second baseman shading slightly toward the bag. for the double play. Here's the 0-1. Down in the dirt, and that one kicks past the catcher and to the backstop. That's going to be an easy 90 feet for Bertotti. Another pass ball or wild pitch. Not sure how they want to score that one, but either way, Bertotti's at second base with nobody out. Here's the 1-1 from Hecht. That ball is grounded to third base. Bertotti waited, now heads to third, and he is in there. So some nifty base running there by Jared Bertotti. Is the ball was not hit hard. He had to get rid of it to make sure to get LeBou at first. And as soon as he threw it, Bertotti broke for third and beat the throw back by about two steps. So runner on third base now with just one out. And Zachary Taylor with an RBI spot here in his first at bat. Taylor also not in the lineup last night. He splits the shortstop duties from game to game with Mickey Meinhofer. On deck top lineup, J.J. Hancock. So first pitch outside for a ball there from Hecht. 45 has been very patient here in the first two innings, taking a lot of pitches. Been ahead in a lot of counts. They've let Hecht get himself in trouble with some wild pitches and pass balls. Here's the 1-0. That ball hits him in the foot, right on that right front foot for the left-handed hitting Taylor, and he's going to take the slow walk to first base. Take one for the team there off the right ankle. That'll bring up Hancock. Bertotti remains at third. Nice talking to JJ before the game here. Matty Novelli had a pregame interview with he and right fielder Andres Alburjas. Once again, just want to apologize one more time for identifying him as being from Las Vegas. The program done me wrong. Somehow I got some info crossed there. Seemed curious for a Las Vegas kid to head up to Washington State up there. I want to say hello to everybody up in Pullman and everybody over in Eastern Washington. We were trying to determine where he was actually from. I said, where are your relation to Spokane? He said, oh, a couple hours from there. I said, oh, so you're pretty much in Idaho. He said, yeah, just about. Here's the 1-0, and he hits a ground ball to short. That's going to be a double play ball, 6-3, and that'll end the inning. So he grounds into a tailor-made double play, and 45 is unable to score this inning. We'll head to the top of the third, still 1-0. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Wings of Summer Butterflies opens at Turtle Bay for a limited engagement again this summer. From May 1st to July 10th, you can observe hundreds of butterflies in a tranquil, enclosed garden. Up to 32 species of butterflies will arrive as chrysalis and will enclose in the butterfly house. You can witness this magical experience or even release your own butterfly for just a dollar. The Butterfly House is open daily starting May 1st. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
People think it's so easy being a fish. They think we just swim around all day enjoying the scenery.
Yeah, they certainly don't know how hard it is to survive all the nasty stuff they toss down their storm drains.
You're telling me. Yesterday I had to swim my fin off just to try and dodge some motor oil.
I hear ya. This morning it was fertilizer. Nothing quite as fun as starting off the day trying to outswim the green monster.
What the fish are trying to say is not everyone understands that stormwater does not get treated. When it rains, the pollutants on our streets flow directly into our streams and rivers and can have adverse effects on plants, animals, drinking water, and yes, even fish. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Incoming! Not the car washing signs!
When it rains, it drains. Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068. 224-6068.
See you at the lake.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We head to the top of the third here from Tiger Field. Jeff Ahern with two shutout innings. It's a 1-0 ball game. Your 45's leading. First pitch is inside for a ball. Leading off the inning for the visiting Novato, Nixer. It's the top of the lineup with Adam Munzer. He doubled in the first inning to lead off the game, but was stranded at third base. That ball is fouled back right at us. Hits the fence. Two balls, one strike now. Munzer takes a strike there, now 2-2. Fastball at the belt. Ahern comes set in here. He throws the 2-2. That ball is hit very high and foul, out of play. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond the job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. Hit them up at museconcrete.com for all your construction needs. 2-2 now here. Ahern delivers. That ball is hit to left field on a line, and right there is DJ Porter. Took about four steps to his right. And Mauser is retired. That'll bring up Roland Pusich, the shortstop. Grounded out to shortstop his first time up. 0-1. Ahern with a breaking ball. Outside, ball one. Nice break on that one, but didn't quite make it all the way back to the plate. That ball is popped up. Looks to be playable for Bertotti. And he makes the play, so a two-pitch out there, and Ahern's got a quick two down here. So the first two men retired. That'll bring up Potts, your right fielder. He singled in the first inning and then was caught stealing. First pitch is a strike on the outside corner. Nice pitch there from Ahern. Quick 0-1. At the ground ball in the hole at short. Taylor backhands, throws, and he is safe. He beat it out. Bertotti with a great stretch. Getting full extension there, but ball just too deep in the hole as Taylor wasn't able to really step into that one. Just had to get rid of it. And that's an infield single for Potts. So he's now 2-for-2. That'll bring off Mike Heivetter, who grounded out to second to end the first. Stranding a runner at third. So two outs now, runner on first. Ahern back in the stretch. Kicks and fires, and that ball is in there for a strike. Ahern consistently getting ahead of the Novato Knicks hitters here. 45s. Won last night's game 5-2. This is the second game of a two-game series. We'll welcome the Santa Rosa Rosebuds tomorrow night and Saturday. Both those start times will be 7:15 as well. That ball is down in the dirt, and he gets away from Alvarez. Heading to second base is Potts. So probably score that one a passed ball. Now one ball, one strike with a runner on second. To cleanup hitter Mike Heivetter. Ball very high there from Ahern, now 2-1. Ahern comes set, gets the sign. Kicks and fires. That ball is outside now, 3-1. On deck would be Torres. He flew out to right his first time up. Great crowd here tonight. Just $5 a ticket all season long. You can get the entire schedule on redandcolt45s.com or listen to us here on the radio every game at KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com for those not in Northern California. Here's the 3-1 from Ahern to Heivetter. And that is the ball. So five-pitch walk. Runners on first and second now. That'll bring up Torres. Torres over one with a flyout. And Ahern wants to talk to Alvarez out of the mound. Take this opportunity to bring you this day in baseball history, and this is a fun one here. Do yourself a favor if you're near a computer and get on YouTube here. After being ejected in the 12th inning by plate umpire Randy Marsh on this day in 1999, Bobby Valentine returns to the dugout after being ejected with a mustache and glasses, a fake mustache and glasses. He was suspended two games for returning and was fined for returning to the dugout after being ejected. Kind of a farcical, funny this day in baseball here. That was from 1999, former Mets manager Bobby Valentine. and if you're a baseball fan who follows pro baseball at all, you're probably not that surprised by that, by Bobby Valentine. You know, one of the great characters, to say the least, of baseball the last 30, 40 years. That ball's fouled down third baseline. Now 1-1 here on Torres. Bobby V, baseball lifer, former highly regarded player himself, but of course better known certainly to more recent generations as well as a manager of several teams, but that 99 event with the Mets certainly sticks out. 1-1 here, that's a called strike on the inside corner. I don't know that Torres necessarily liked it, but it's a strike nonetheless, 1-2 now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. No, fouled. Must have been a foul tip because it bounced off of Alvarez's glove and he did not give chase. So looked like a strikeout from up here, but he just got a piece of it. We'll reset and do it again. 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs, two runners on here in the top of the third from Tiger Field. Jeff Ahern, former Anderson Cub, on the mound. He kicks and fires. That ball is very far inside. Jumping out of the way is Torres. That'll make it 2-2. Let me give some props to our U.S. men's soccer team winning 4-0 over Costa Rica in the Copa America. If you're a soccer fan, you'll definitely want to hit up my friend at NateWST. For all things soccer. He's got a great podcast as well. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on here in the third. Ahern with a breaking ball there, and it's chopped foul way out in front and pulling it down the third baseline is Torres. So we'll line up and do it again here. Ahern getting the sign from Alvarez. Now he comes set at the belt. Big leg kick and he fires again. That ball is grounded up the middle. Taylor unable to get it. Coming up and throwing is Hancock. You're going to have play at the plate. He is safe. As that throw is just a little bit up the third baseline. Alvarez had to come out of the squat to go get it and unable to get back before the run scores. So that's an RBI single there by Tyler Torres and a nice at bat as he battled. Fought off some two strikes pitch. Potts scores from second on the play. Heading to second is Highbetter. So score that, a single and an RBI for Torres. That'll bring up Sadon, your second baseman for Novato tonight. Game tied now at 1 o'clock. Still, 1 o'clock, one apiece. As we come up on 8 o'clock here, just a few minutes after the hour. We're in the top of the third at Tiger Field. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460. Jeff Ahern on the mound with two down, two on in a tied ball game. First pitch is outside for a ball. Here's the 1-0 to Sadon. And he pops it up. We'll see if that one stays in play. Alvarez, plenty of room here, and he's going to make the play. Nice Job by Jonathan Alvarez to track that one. That'll be the third out of the inning. We'll head to the bottom of the third. Tie game here, 1-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's time for better banking. It's time for a bank that makes your small business a priority. At Reading Bank of Commerce, we understand how to help your business succeed and grow. For over 30 years, Bank of Commerce has been the bank of choice for businesses in your community. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner, and let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce, Bank of Choice, 224-3333. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Noah Ferguson leading off, and he bunts it down the third baseline, a good one, and he is out on a nice play there by the third baseman Torres, coming up firing. Looked like a good bunt, but an absolute seed from the third baseman as he was came up barehanded and fired at first base. One down now. Score that one 5-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Chase Larson, your DH, who went 1-for-3 with a three-run bomb last night, his first home run of the season. That put the 45s up 4-0. They would go on to win 5-2. The winning pitcher was Brandon Lupton, saved to Seth Kinnean. First ball is out of the zone, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, giving back to our community and playing such an important role in our community. That's Palomar Builders. Ball is low now, 2-0 here. So Ferguson leads off with a 5-3 bunt putout. And that brings up the 3-4 hitters in Larson and Alburjas, who both homered last night. Alburjas had a solo home run in the eighth inning. And Larson with a big cut there on 2-0. Trying for another one. 2-1 now with one down. ...2014 Foothill alumni Chase Larson here. Swing and a miss. He's even the count now, 2-2, as Heck bounces back after falling behind. The always rare double off day today. No Giants, no A's today. Major League Draft initiated today. Team is stocking up for the future, or reloading or rebuilding or whatever the case may be. A is very excited about a couple pitchers they've got this year. Had the number 6 overall pick, took a lefty that they're really high on, A.J. Puck. Also took a Cal Bears right-hander later in the draft. Here's the 3-2 to Larson. Swinging a ground ball deep in the hole, it's short. And no, cutting it off is the third baseman Torres. He makes the throw across the diamond for the out. Score that one 5-3 as well. So Torres gets both the putouts here so far in the top of the third. Bottom of the third, I should say. That'll bring up Andre Alboras. He struck out his first time up. Got his first hit last night, and it was a big one. A line shot over the left field wall into the netting there for a home run. We told him if you're... You only get one, make it a big one. He did. It's a ball just a bit high there now, 1-0. Here's the 1-0 to Al Borjas. That ball's down to the dirt now, 2-0. That right-hander from Cal is Dalton Jeffries. It took him number 37 overall, so a second-round pick there. For all you Cal Bears fans out there, he'll be in the A's system. At least he has the opportunity to be. And a pop fly down the third baseline towards foul territory. Looks like it's going to be out of play, and it is. Past the bleacher seats down there down the third baseline. Great turnout here tonight on an absolutely perfect weather day for baseball. Two down, nobody on for the 45s here in the bottom of the third in a 1-1 tie. Both teams have threatened in each inning, but only been able to score one run apiece. And Al Borjas chases that one down in the dirt. Now it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, nobody on here. In the bottom of the third, here's the pitch. And Al Borjas waves at that one. He's down on strikes. And that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the fourth here now, 1-1. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
Uncle Bob!
What do you want?
Why does Mount Shasta spring water taste so good?
Because it comes from our protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source.
Uncle Bob, where does the water come from?
From melting glaciers high atop Mount Shasta.
Wow, Uncle Bob, it's pure and simple.
Mount Shasta spring water is naturally the best. Yes, and anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227. Tell them Bob the Drop sent you.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pitching change here for the top of the fourth. Fogle's going to come in and pitch for the 45s, number 37. Right-hander making his second appearance here of the season. So that will close the book on Ahern. Three innings pitched, one run allowed. He had a 3 1/3 inning relief stint in a game over the weekend. So no, not really a big surprise here to see a low pitch count for him. So three innings, one run for Ahern. He leaves with no decision. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete, MuseConcrete.com. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, they're devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete, MuseConcrete.com. For all your construction needs, proud supporters of the Cool 45s here on KCNR. So we head to the top of the fourth here. Leading off is going to be first baseman Easton Dieters. He struck out swinging his first time in the second inning against Ahern. Fogle gets him to pop that one out of play. Strike one. All kinds of food surrounding me here in the stands. Got some pretzels and some nachos. Had a hot dog earlier. Got to get one in before the game. I don't get much of a chance to get down there during the game. 0-1 here on the foul ball. Vogel fires that one is above the numbers high, 1-1. outfield straight away. Here's the 1-1. That ball is fouled back again right over our head in the booth. Now 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on a 1-2, so nice pitch there by Fogle. And Dieters is down on strikes for the second time. That'll bring up Nafias, who singled in the second. Stranded on first base. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch. Good news for you Sharks fans. Sharks pull out the win 4-2. We're going to game six. This one isn't over yet. Sharks in their first ever Stanley Cup final. That's a breaking ball in there for strike two. A quick 0-2 now by Fogle. Wasting no time here, so the Sharks will not go quietly into that good night. We're going to get at least one more game at home. That's ground ball to third base, and it eats up LeBou down there as it gets past him down the line. Nafias not the fastest guy getting down the line there, so he'll keep it to a single. But he's now 2-for-2, so one out and runner on first for the catcher, O'Sullivan. Paul O'Sullivan, number 22, grounded out to second base his first time up in the second inning. One tie here. Top of the fourth, one down. Runner on first. 45's already into the bullpen here as Ahern on a low pitch count after a three-inning relief stint over the weekend. Yields to Fogle, making his second appearance of the year. That ball's high. 1-0 to O'Sullivan. Nafias takes his lead. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. That ball is in there for a ball. Just a bit high to O'Sullivan. So 2-0 here. Two balls, no strikes, one out. Runner on first base for the Novato Knicks. That ball is outside for ball 3-0. Top of the lineup on deck. It's Monzer. He's 1-for-2 with a double. Fogle checks the runner. Now comes set. Shows bunt on 3-0, but it's high for a four-pitch walk. So runners on first and second now. That'll bring up Monzer, doubled in the first, flew out in the third. So Fogle in a little bit of a mini jam here, first and second, one out. He can get out of this with one pitch. He could roll a double play ball. Ferguson shading towards second for just that possibility. Taylor at normal depth at short. LeBou playing even at third with the bag. Swing and a miss on a changeup. Nice pitch there. Got him way out in front looking for the fastball, 0-1. Going to have game four of the NBA Finals tomorrow night after the Warriors lost by 30 to Cleveland in game three last night. Who saw that coming after the Warriors blew them out by 48 combined in the first two? So we've got a series, at least the beginnings of one. Here's the 0-1 pitch. That ball is flown to left field very high. Long way to go for Porter. And he's going to make the play. Nicely done by Porter. Near the line there. That's the second out of the inning. So score that a fly out to number 7. Second consecutive inning that Manzer there has flown out to left. That'll bring up Pusich. He's 0 for 2. Playing shortstop tonight. Torres started there for them last night. He's at third base tonight, so. Slightly different defensive alignment for the Novato Knicks here in game two of the series. That's a breaking ball over for strike one. Here's the 0-1 with two down and two on. In there for a strike, 0-2. One and two now. On Pusic with two out and two on. Fogle trying to get out of the jam here with the tie intact. It's a 1-1 tie in the top of the fourth. Comes set, kicks and fires, swings, and that ball is just a little nubber out on the infield, and nobody's going to have a play on that one. As the third baseman, LeBoux, had to charge it. Taylor was playing deep at short, had no chance. LeBoux tried to barehand it and come up with it, could not. And the bases are loaded. That's an infield hit. One of the softest hits you'll ever see, but it's a single nonetheless. That'll bring up Potts. He's your beer batter tonight, but he's 2 for 2, unfortunately. So if he strikes out, all 45s fans get dollar beers here through the bottom of the fourth inning. Bases loaded, two outs in a 1-1 tie. Big, big at-bat here, even early in the game for the Novato Knicks. Breaking ball doesn't quite make it back over the plate, 1-0. One ball and no strikes here to Potts. He kicks and fires. That ball is right by him there. A fastball. Swung and a miss. 1-1. One ball, one strike, two outs. Bases loaded for the number three hitter, right fielder, James Potts of the Novato Knicks. Fogle swing and a miss on a ball down and in. Nice pitch there by the right-hander. And he's one strike away from making the fans happy with dollar beers here and making his manager happy with a scoreless inning. He's ahead in the count 1-2. Couple pitches to play with. Comes set at the belt. Kicks and fires. Swing, and that ball is just barely hit. Foul down the first baseline. It was a swing and bunt. If you can believe it, that one was actually hit softer than the last one that actually made it halfway out to shortstop. That one went about 20 feet on the first baseline. And Alvarez alertly picks it up as soon as it goes foul. So we'll reset and do it again, 1-2. Potts, the left-handed hitter, as I mentioned before, 2 for 2. Singleton caught stealing in the first. Singleton scored. The Knicks lone run in the third. Here's the 1-2 from Fogle. That ball is high, 2-2. Gets the sign, comes set now, ready here for the 2-2. Outside for a ball now, 3-2. So the runners on first and second at the very least will get a head start with a 3-2 count and two out. Big pitch here for Fogle. And the 45s trying to keep this a 1-1 game here in the top of the fourth. Kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Nice pitch there down below the belt. And all beer is a dollar here at Tiger Field for the next half inning, so fans are happy. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth here. You're listening to the Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's Baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-4581-6.
There's country in the air at the Shasta District Fair featuring High Valley and singer-songwriter Jackson Mickelson. Now is the time to purchase your advance passes and save as much as 30% on daily entrance tickets and ride all day carnival wristbands. Join us Wednesday for Pepsi Waterworks Park Kids Day with kids admission 12 and under free and the free prize drawing at 6 p.m. on the Pepsi stage. To save on ride all day carnival wristbands and admission tickets, go to ShastaDistrictFair.com or call the fairgrounds office to find the ticket location nearest you. Advance tickets must be purchased by the close of business Tuesday, June 14th. Fair opens June 15th.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the fourth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFoe bringing you Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. We got a 1-1 tie as Novato Nick's right-hander Dylan Hecht gets ready to start his fourth inning of work. And two up, it's going to be the 5-6-7 hitters Alvarez, Porter, and Bertotti for the 45s. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to Make-A-Wish Foundation. They continue to give back to our community, and we thank them for playing such an important role in the Reading community. That's Palomar Builders for all your construction needs. So Alvarez here. The catcher drew a walk in the first inning. He leads off. Ball is low for a ball. Alvarez out of Venezuela by way of Harrisau State University in St. Louis. Here's the 1-0. He takes that one down as well, 2-0. Left fielder Porter to follow. And then Bertotti, the first baseman. That ball is low as well now, 3-0. So three good takes there by Alvarez. Oh, and he hit him. That one got away from him a little bit. It looks like it got him either between the shoulders or possibly in the left shoulder, but that's a hit by a pitch. So Jonathan Alvarez gets on the hard way. I'll bring up DJ Porter, your left fielder. 0 for 1 with the strikeout. Porter made a nice play out in left field on had a long way to go on a foul ball near the line last inning. Big hole on the right side with Alvarez being held on. That ball is down low by Hecht. One thing you will say for Hecht, if you're going to miss low, those pitches that miss high can go a long way. But you never like to walk the leadoff man here or hit him. That ball is down in the dirt and it kicks away and Alvarez is going to move to second base. So free 90 feet for the 45s. Well, Sullivan whips it back to the pitcher, kind of upset with himself, perhaps. And we're going to have a meeting at the mound here. As the manager or pitching coach saw something he didn't like out there. A This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete, MuseConcrete.com. Muse is devoted to giving back and being involved in our community and creating positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in the North State. That's Muse Concrete for all your construction needs. Proud sponsors of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. We've got every game for you all summer long here. This is game 7 of 45. Two-0 count on Porter. Alvarez down at second base. That ball is in there for a strike on the inside corner. 2-1. Still nobody out here. That's in there a bit high for a ball. 3-1 now. So Porter in the driver's seat. Hitters count here, 3-1. First base open. And that ball nearly hit him. As that one got away from Hecht a little bit, was high and inside, but it's going to be ball 4. So same difference. Runners on first and second now after the hit by pitch and the walk. Ring up switch hitting first baseman and Simpson Redhawk Jared Bertotti. Just past 8:30 here on KCNR 1460. We're in the bottom of the fourth. And he gets hit in the foot, and that one looks like it hurt. He's biting his lip there, and now he's jogging down the first base. So a no-swings rally here so far, a hit by pitch, a walk, and another hit by pitch. And the 45s have the bases loaded without even having to take the bat off their shoulder. Got to love those free rallies here. You don't like to see your guys get hit necessarily, but a free base is a free base. That'll bring up Labou with a golden opportunity here. Bases loaded, nobody out. The Cottonwood native, your third baseman tonight, hitting in the 8-hole. He'd love nothing more than to get a hit here and put up a crooked number for the 45s. Still tied 1-1 here. We're going to have a meeting on the mound. Activity down in the bullpen. And the manager taking the slowest walk to the mound anybody may have ever taken. It's a good thing they don't have that 30-second rule here in college summer league baseball, because he'd have been written up before he even got to the mound. We're going to have a pitching change. Let's take a quick 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore with the NorCal Sports Hour. Tune in every Tuesday at 6 here on KCNR 1460 for all things Warriors, Kings, A's, Giants, Niners, and Raiders, as well as all your local high school standouts. Get your NorCal Sports Fix every Tuesday at 6 on the NorCal Sports Hour here on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com.
Marvel as an owl flies inches from your head. See a porcupine up close and try to dig faster than a badger at Walk on the Wild Side Animal Show at Turtle Bay. Enjoy a fun-filled, educational wildlife show where animals showcase their natural behaviors in a captivating and inspiring atmosphere. Walk on the Wild Side is presented by Senator Maurice and Marianne Johannesson Trust. Catch the show at 11 a.m. and noon, Tuesdays through Sundays at Turtle Bay. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
We're here in the bottom of the fourth. Bases loaded, nobody out for Cottonwood native Austin Labou. He's going to step in against a funky delivery here, a sidearmer, almost a submariner here. So it's going to be an interesting at bat, to say the least. He gets to be the first man to face him. Well, let's see if we can get an announcement here. For Relief pitcher here is going to be number 21, Steven Zaharis. He started at third base last night and got the silver sombrero as he had four strikeouts in four at-bats. So Navarro hoping that he can have some better results on the mound tonight than he did on the, at the plate last night. Three strikeouts looking last night and one swinging, so a night to forget for Steven Zaharis of the Novato Knicks. He comes in here in the hottest of hot water that you can drop a relief pitcher into. Bases loaded, nobody out. As he comes on to relieve Hecht, who hit the first batter, walked the second, and hit the third. Alvarez, Porter, and Bertotti in that order. They stand at third, second, and first, respectively, for Austin LeBoux. Number 23 here. He watches that first one in there for a strike. As Zaharis, 6 foot plus, kind of drops down and almost a slightly below sidearm. Not quite a submariner, but a lot of moving parts to that windup, and he's... That ball is hit hard down the right field line, but foul by LeBoux. As he swatted at it, but couldn't keep it straight. Quick 0-2 here by Zaharis. Bases loaded 0-2. Nobody out here. Zachary Taylor, the shortstop, is on deck. Swinging a line drive again down the right field line. And that one gets somebody's truck. Great turnout here tonight at Tiger Field. And you can get the entire schedule on ReddingColt45s.com. Corners are playing in here first and third to try and knock down a hard hit ball or possibly turn two on one that isn't hit that hard. 0-2 on LeBoux. And he fouls that one back again as well. Well, that one's toward my car. That's no good. We'll keep it right here at 0-2 again. Zaharis taking his time out there. Very deliberate on the mound. Trying to slow this game down. He's got a bases loaded, no out situation here. But a quick 0-2. That ball is down in the dirt. Nice take by LeBoux. Looked like an off-speed pitch. Possibly a changeup or a splitter. Nonetheless, he lays off. It's now 1-2. Taylor on deck, then the top of the lineup with Hancock to follow. Comes set at the belt now. He's ready with the 1-2. Kicks and fires. Line drive again. Their fly ball down the right field line again. As he's battling here. Still 1-2. As we're regaled by the staying alive by the Bee Gees. An apt tune there. Zaharis now ready again with the next 1-2. Taking his time. He delivers. That ball is tapped out in front of the plate. It's going to be a tough play. He throws it to the plate as the pitcher had to charge. Their only play was at home to get Alvarez, who didn't get a great jump on that one. And he's out. So scored that one a 1-2 put out. And the bases will stay loaded for Zachary Taylor. So LeBoux to first, score that one a 1-2 fielder's choice. Alvarez is erased. Porter over to third. Bertotti up to second. And LeBoux replaces him at first. So That'll bring up Taylor. He was hit by a pitch in the second inning. First pitch is inside for a ball there from Zaharis. Taylor out of Madera, California. Teammate of Jeff Ahern down there at CSU Monterey Bay. Two Otters on the team this year. He's up 1-0 here with the bases loaded and one out. Here's the pitch. That ball is also inside now, 2-0. And he's in the driver's seat here. Zaharis painting himself into a corner. So hit batsman walk, hit batsman fielder's choice on a swing and bunt. Force out at the plate. Brings us to Taylor with one out and the bases loaded. In a 1-1 tie here in the bottom of the fourth. That ball is inside as well now, 3-0. I want to remind you this game brought to you by Palomar Builders. Grateful for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, continuing to give back to our community. That's Palomar Builders. Palomar Builders and Muse Concrete are sponsors tonight. Bringing you Colt 45's baseball all summer long. That ball's in there for a strike on 3-0, taken all the way is Taylor. It's 3-1. So this strange motion here from Zaharis, you don't see a lot of guys come from that arm slot, so the movement's going to be different. It's going to have a slight rise sometimes before it comes back down. The breaking ball is a little different. And that's a ball very, very close but high. So call that a walk and an RBI for Taylor. It's now 2-1, 45s. So Taylor gets an RBI the easy way on a bases-loaded walk, and that'll bring up J.J. Hancock. Out of Washington State Cougars. He singled and scored the first run of the game in the bottom of the first. Grounded into a double play in the second to end the inning. Swing and a miss as he took a big cut on that one. I'll say this for JJ, he does not get cheated. He will let it fly. And we've seen him put some pretty sweet swings on some balls and hit some absolute rockets in his first few games here with the 45s, making his debut over the weekend. He's down 0-1 here with bases loaded and one out. That ball is outside. Ball one, easy take. But Harris a little frustrated with himself after that one. It was way outside. Third baseman playing slightly in. Everybody else at normal depth. Here's the 1-1. Swinging a fly ball to center field. This might be deep enough to score the run. He's going to tag. Here he comes. We're going to have a play at the plate, and he is safe as that throw is up the first baseline about 10 feet. Scoring on the play is Bertotti. So an RBI sac fly to center field. Score that 8. Unassisted flyout and an RBI. Scored a sac fly. That'll bring up Noah Ferguson now with runners on second and third. Two runs across here in the bottom of the fourth. Now a 3-1 ball game. Taylor moves up to second. Labou to third. That ball is chopped to the first baseline, and Ferguson has a chance to beat this one out as that ball was not fielded cleanly by Dieters, and scoring is Labou. That'll bring up Chase Larson, so a chopper to first base and caught him on the short hop, unable to field it cleanly was Dieters, and beating it out is Ferguson, so we'll call that a hit and an RBI. Oh, Runner goes from first and unable to field it cleanly. The transfer from glove to hand didn't go smoothly there for O'Sullivan, so no throw at all there. Ferguson steals second. Two runs already across here. Runners on second and third with two down for Chase Larson, who homered last night. Had three RBIs, one of our co-players of the game. Alburjas on deck. Should he reach? Checks his swing, but cannot. He goes around. It's 1-1. Nice breaking ball there from Zaharis. So Taylor on third, Ferguson on second. There, Tati and Labou have already scored this game. That ball is flied out very high to center field. Coming in to make the play is Mauser. And that'll end the inning. But three runs across here. We're headed to the top of the fifth. It's 4-1, Reading Colt 45s. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KZNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfests? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Top of the fifth here from Tiger Field, Kyle DeFore and Matty Novelli on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. 4-1, Reading after a three-run outburst last inning as a no-hit rally with a hit-by-pitch walk and a hit-by-pitch loaded the bases with no outs. 45 is able to push across three runs to take the lead. Leading off this inning for the Novato Knicks. Cleanup hitter, left fielder Mike Heinevetta. Fogle starting his second inning of work very high on the fastball, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete, museconcrete.com. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community. They strive to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. That ball misses now, 2-0. So Vogel starting his second inning of work in relief of Ahern. That ball is in there for a strike on a breaking ball. Good pitch there. 2-2. Coming up on 10 minutes before 9 o'clock here. We're in beautiful Redding, California under the lights here at Tiger Field. That ball is hit very, very high out into shallow center field. Going out is Ferguson, the second baseman, showing good range there. Several steps out in the outfield. And he makes the play, so score that a flyout. Four unassisted. That'll bring up Tyler Torres. He's got the lone RBI of the night for the Novato Knicks. Had an RBI single in the third to drive in James Potts. That's been the extent of the story for them so far. Nice breaking ball there by Fogle. Start the at-bat now 0-1. One in the bottom of the first, three in the bottom of the fourth for the 45s, one in the top of the third for Novato. That's where we stand, 4-1. Swinging a foul back, a quick 0-2 now by Fogles. Kind of the antithesis of the Novato Knicks pitcher Steven Zaharas there, who is a very deliberate pitcher. Of course, he came in the middle of the inning with the bases loaded and in the middle of a jam, but Fogle, kind of the opposite side of that coin. He wants to get it and throw it. Not a lot of wasted time out there by Fogle. Swinging a very high foul ball. Fly ball, that's going down the right field line, and it's going to keep hooking foul, and it will drop out there for a strike. 0-2 here. Al Burjas giving chase there. Tyler Torres, 1-for-2, playing third base tonight. He was the shortstop for Novato last night. Went 1-for-4 with a single. That's a breaking ball in there for called strike 3. And he's out of there. Torres didn't like it. But the umpire is indifferent to his plight. That's a called strike 3 and a second out of the inning. Second strike out of the game for Fogle in his many innings. That'll bring up Hakeem Sadon. It was a switch hitter going to bat left for the first time here. His first time at the plate, he had a single off of lefty Jeff Ahern. Batting right-handed. First pitch is a strike there to Sadon. Nobody on. Two outs here in the top of the fifth. No balls, one strike. That's a line drive down the left field line into the crowd. Got to bring your glove, folks. Bring your glove. Bring the kids. Bring the whole Little League team. Just $5 a ticket here. Best $5 to spend all summer long. As we are at dusk here under the lights at beautiful Tiger Field, welcoming the Novato Knicks for game two of a two-game series. That's a ground ball. He got on top of it to Ferguson out at second base. He picks it up and throws it. Torres made it a close play with hustle, but that's the third out of the inning. Nonetheless, we're headed to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hi, this is Kyle DeFore from Mighty Fine Foods in Bella Vista. Summer is here, and Mighty Fine Foods is your one-stop shop on the way to the lake. We barbecue every Friday and have everything you need to maximize your summer fun. Stop by the deli for daily specials under $5, sandwiches made to order, and hot food served all day. With over 1,000 cold drinks, more than 250 beers, a full liquor and wine section, and the best meat prices you'll find anywhere, Mighty Fine pairs big store selection with small store service. Mighty Fine is just a short drive east of Reading at the corner of 299 and Deschutes in beautiful Bella Vista. Locally owned and operated since 1977, Mighty Fine.
There are few things you can count on. In the North State, it's gonna get hot. Well, count on this. Solar shades from Budget Blinds. Solar shades keep sunlight out. The use of solar shades help in reducing indoor temperature during our hot summer days by minimizing the amount of heat allowed indoors during the day, reducing the need for air conditioning. At Budget Blinds, creating your perfect atmosphere at home or at the office is our goal. Budget Blinds comes to you with the latest trends in textures, patterns, colors, and now solar shades. What else? Now listen to this. Ready? What about the exterior? Budget Blinds will help you beat the heat this year with exterior solar screens. That's not all. Install exterior solar screens and receive a rebate of up to $500 from Reading Electric Utility. Did you hear that? Count on being cooler this summer with exterior solar screens and solar shades. And a rebate up to $500 to boot. Wow.
Give Budget Blinds a call today. 226-9027. Or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Reading.
We head to the bottom of the fifth here from Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore and Matty DeBelli on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com. 4-1-45's is Andres Alborjas, your right fielder and cleanup hitter, will lead off. Al Burjas 0-for-2 so far tonight. Had a home run in the game last night. Solo shot in the eighth inning. Facing Steven Zaharas, who came in with no outs and the bases loaded last inning. Two of those runners would score. They were charged to the starter, Hecht. One run charged to Zaharas in that inning, so he's officially pitched one plus. Now 3-0. That one's below the zone. That's a called strike there as Alboras getting ready to take his base, but takes that bat right back off his shoulder. Now 3-1. That ball is chopped on the third baseline. Tough play. It's going to be foul. Now 3-2. So good job by Zaharis there to bounce back from a 3-0 count to get it back to 3-2. I want to remind you this portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is dedicated to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults. Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders are sponsors here tonight. That's a line drive right at the shortstop. It sounded like he broke his bat. And that's the first out of the inning, so call it a 6 line out. That'll bring up Jonathan Alvarez. He's been on base twice. Walked in the first, hit by a pitch last inning. First pitch is below the zone there. 1-0 to Alvarez. And that's a strike now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out. Nobody on here in the bottom of the fifth. That ball hit him. Just nicked him a little bit, so Alvarez has his second consecutive hit by pitch in his many innings. Not often you see that. And he throws the bat towards the dugout. I'll bring up DJ Porter. He drew a walk last inning and scored. Oh for one officially. So runner on first now, being held on by Dieters. Here's the pitch. That's down low for a ball. Good eye by Porter. On deck, first baseman switch hitting number 9, Jared Bertotti. Here's the 1-0 to Porter. That's low for a ball. Now 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. Zaharis takes a walk. Now he comes set, kicks and fires. That's a ground ball up the middle. 4-6. And no, he cannot get the clean pitch to him. Second baseman Sadon taps his chest, says, "That's on me." That was a tailor-made 4-6 double play there. Hit right at him, and the throw wide of the shortstop at second base and kicks over to third base, so everybody's safe. We'll call that an E4. And Bertotti will come up with runners on first and second, still only one out here. Alvarez at second, Porter at first. One down for Bertotti. Swinging a foul tip off the catcher's glove. Quick 0-1 here. Labou to follow. .415 here. Looking to add on more with two on and just one out here in the bottom of the fifth. Swinging a line drive. Sinking fast, and left fielder comes on and makes the play. He's going to whip it back to second base. And pulling him off the bag as the throw was offline. Nice play by Sadon to actually keep that one from going into right field. Alvarez would have been out if the throw was online on a double play, but able to scamper back as the throw was off. So two down now. Scored that one a line out to left field. That'll bring up Labou here. He hit into a fielder's choice with the bases loaded last inning. And eventually came around to score. Swinging a tapper, just foul. Behind the plate there. Oh, 1 here to Cottonwood native Austin Labou. Alvarez on second, Porter on first. Here's the 0-1 from Zaharis. Swinging a very high fly ball to medium deep right field. Plenty of room out there. And that'll end the inning. So we'll head to the top of the sixth. 4-1, 45. You're listening to Redding Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, offers the best in coffee and other drinks at Espresso Joe's. Lattes, cappuccinos, espressos, tea, and much more are offered at great prices and even better taste. Walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California that includes all types of tobacco and accessories, and a walk-in humidor that is awesome with variety and taste. Tobacco and Brew, a veteran-known business that supports our community. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week. Tobacco and Brew.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
We've got a pitching change for your hometown Redding Colt 45s as we head to the top of the sixth inning here at Tiger Field. Colt 45's up 4-1 on the strength of a three spot in the bottom of the fourth. New pitcher is going to be Jeff Angelo, the right-hander from Harris Stowe State University, one of four players they have from Harris Stowe State this year. He'll be caught by his college teammate, Jonathan Alvarez, who's been hit by a pitch twice in two innings. Each of the last two innings, in the fourth and the fifth, he took a hit by pitch. From two different pitchers, but nonetheless, you take enough abuse there behind the plate, you don't need to be getting clipped every time up to the plate, too. But to Angelo, the 6-foot right-hander, wears number 36 out of Auburn, Illinois. Of course, Harris Stowe State over there in St. Louis. Alburjas, Alvarez, Dion Heron, and Jeff Angelo all coming to us from the same school there, so something of a pipeline this year from Harris Stowe State. He's going to face Dieters, the first baseman for Novato, to lead off the inning. First pitch is fouled down the right field line. 0-1. Angelo comes set, and he's ready. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball, too high, 1-1. Dieters 0-2 with two swinging strikeouts thus far. Breaking ball, and that one doesn't quite make it back, so 2-1 now here. Dieters, two strikeouts tonight. He was the beer batter last night. Obliged the fans once. That ball is just a bit low, so 3-1, a tight strike zone here in the top of the sixth for Jeff Angelo. He would have liked to have had that one, but to no avail. Pitching exclusively from the stretch here, here's the 3-1. That's a ground ball down the first base line. That's a fair ball. Bertotti knocks it down, makes a nice play. As he had to knock it down, it went over the bag. Fair ball. He had a glance off his glove into foul territory there. Angelo with a heads-up play covering. And he beat him by a step, so score that one. 3-1 on the putout. I'll bring up Joe Nafias, number 23, the DH. He's 2-for-2 with two singles tonight. Was not in the lineup last night, DHing tonight. That's a breaking ball. And that one's high, but for a guy that tall, that was almost a strike. Nafias here, all of 6'4", probably more, hitting in the 8 hole. Actually had an infield hit on one of those singles. That's a foul ball back to the screen now, 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody out here. In a 4-1 ball game, Colt 45s ahead of the visiting Novato Knicks. Beat them last night 5-2 on the strength of six scoreless innings from Shasta College Knight Brandon Lupton. Seven strikeouts and six scoreless. Swinging and a miss, now 1-2 on a nice breaking ball there by Angelo. 45s also had two home runs from Chase Larson and Andres Alburjas. Won that game 5-2. Seth Kanin out of Corona, California, with his second save of the year. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball, and Angelo sets him down swinging. Nice pitch there by the right-hander. And a quick two down here. That'll bring up the number 9 hitter, catcher Paul O'Sullivan. He's 0-for-1 with a walk. Grounded out to second base in the second inning. Drew Walken was stranded on the base paths in the fourth, so 0-for-1. Angelo, wasting no time, comes right in and fires a ball below the zone, 1-0. Angelo gets it. He's ready to go again. Here's the 1-0. That's outside for a ball now, 2-0. Two outs, nobody on for O'Sullivan. Should he reach, it'd be the top of the lineup, Adam Manzer. Center fielder, he's 1-for-3 thus far. And down low now, 3-0. So O'Sullivan, who walked last time up, is one pitch away from a four-pitch walk here. And that ball is down in the dirt, so a four-pitch walk from Angelo with two out here. That'll bring up Manzer. He doubled and was stranded on third in the first inning. Flew out to left field twice since then. So second walk of the game for O'Sullivan. This is the second game of a two-game series against the Novato Knicks. We'll be playing the Santa Rosa Rosebuds tomorrow night and Saturday night, both 7:15 start times there, 6 p.m. Sunday against the Reading Tigers. Swing and a foul ball back because that was a breaking ball way out in front. It was Manzer, 0-1. I want to remind you, this portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete, museconcrete.com. Beyond our job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete, museconcrete.com. Appreciate their support of Colt 45's baseball here on the radio. 0-1. And Angelo steps off and fakes to first, no throw, but Sullivan scampers back. Now he's got a lead. They've come set. Here's the 0-1. A little bit high now, 1-1. It's the first night in quite some time. You've got no A's, Giants, Sharks, or Warriors games. Both A's and Giants have an off day today, starting new series tomorrow. And that's a ball. 2-1 is a breaking ball that doesn't quite make it over the plate. Of course, the Sharks winning Game 5 to cut that lead to 3-2 now, down to the Pittsburgh Penguins in their first ever Stanley Cup final, so Game 6. Back at the Shark Tank. Should be a lot of fun here. Here's the 2-1 from Jeff Angelo. That ball is driven to center field. Medium deep. Plenty of room for Hancock. Now coming in to take it, and that'll be the third out of the inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Reading.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Reading Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Reading Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and ReadingKia.com.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Bottom of the sixth here at Tiger Field. 4-1 45s as the bottom of the lineup, 9-1-2, will start off here. Steven Zaharis, the right-hander, getting ready to start his third inning of work. He relieved the starter in the bottom of the fourth. 45's got three runs in that frame to push it to 4-1. That's where we stand right now. Leading off is going to be Zachary Taylor, your shortstop. Taylor hit by a pitch in his first at bat in the second inning. Had an RBI walk with the bases loaded in that three-run fourth. So he's officially 0-0, but he's been on base twice and has an RBI. And he's bunting. That ball is foul down third baseline. Taylor out of CSU Monterey Bay. Quick 0-1 here. Top of the lineup, J.J. Hancock on deck. He's 1-for-2 with an RBI and a run scored. A little bit low there, 1-1. And here's the pitch swing, and looks like a check swing, but he couldn't hold up, so that's a 1-2 now. Get you some scores from around the league. Rangers beat the Astros 5-3. Rockies over the Pirates 11-5. Yankees over the Angels 6-3. That ball's in there for a called strike three. Taylor called out on strikes for the first out of the inning. That'll bring up J.J. Hancock. Orioles over the Blue Jays 6-5. Cardinals over the Reds 3-2. White Sox over the Nationals in interleague play. 3-1. Marlins over the Twins, also in interleague play, 10-3. Mets over the Brewers 5-2. And in the fifth inning, Cleveland and Seattle, 1-1 tie there. So not a huge slate of games here today, as day of the Major League Draft. Usually have a smaller slate there, but with our off day for the NHL Finals and NBA Finals, it's something of a slow sports day, especially for a June. Oh, my goodness. Hit by a pitch there is Hancock, because that one really got away from Zaharis on an 0-1 pitch. Didn't look intentional. Looks like he just might have hung on to it a little too long and threw it across his body a bit. So Hancock on base with a hit by pitch. So one out base runner. That'll bring up Ferguson. Ferguson, an RBI single. He's been on base twice. Had that RBI single in the fourth. Also stole a base. Here's the pitch, and that's a little topper. First baseman comes way off the back of the field at Dieters, and he's going to make the play, so that's the second out of the inning. Pitcher covering there, so score that a 3-1 put out. Hancock moves up to second, so Chase Larson, the DH, out of Palisadro, California, going to come up with two outs and a runner on second. RBI opportunity here for Larson. Three-run big fly last night. He was 1-for-3, but he made it count. And it was the difference in the game as they won 5-2. He was our co-player of the game. Steps up here with the wind blowing from left to right. Left fielder playing very deep there. Respecting the power of Larson here. That ball is down low for a ball. Runner on second, no, but two down. So he's got a base to play with here. Doesn't necessarily have to come in here. Alburjas on deck. He's 0-for-3. Remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Palomar Builders. I want to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, continuing to give back to our community. We thank them for playing such an important role in the Northern California community here. That's Palomar Builders. That ball's down low as well there to Larson, now 2-0. Taking his lead off, second is Hancock, dancing around out there. And now time called by Larson right before the pitch is ready to go, so he'll step off. Perfect night for a ball game here. We're in the bottom of the 6:45s up 4-1. And threatening to expand that lead here with the runner in scoring position with two down. And the number three hitter, DH Chase Larson. Let's that one go by. So 3-0 now here to Larson. And we'll see if they even want to challenge him or try to get back in the count at all, or if they want to just go after Alburjas. That's in there for a strike now, 3-1. Three balls and one strike here to Larson. Crowding the plate there, right on top of the plate. Swinging a topper down the third base line. That'll be foul. Now 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two outs here in the bottom of the sixth. 45s trying to add to their 4-1 lead here over the Novato Knicks and sweep this two-game series. That's a called strike three, as Larson doesn't like the call, and don't know that I really blame him there, but that's called strike three. That'll end the inning. We'll head to the top of the seventh here. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
It's the Ron Largent Show, talking about Reading. Our great community sponsors are Russell Cleaning Service, the Shasta Athletic Club, Zach Bay State Farm Insurance, Revolve Solar, Gold Star Mortgage, Mast Roofing,
Chronic Service Master, and Authority Property Management, great community members, every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock to hear what's going on, many interesting topics. Our goal is to inform, so tune in each Saturday at 9 to keep informed. The Ron Largent Show, it's the happening place.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
And now back to more Colt 45's baseball action on KCNR AM 1460.
Kyle DeFuhr here on KCNR 1460, bringing you Colt 45's baseball. It's 4-1 in the top of the seventh. Jeff Angelo out of Harris Stowe State University, the 6-foot right-hander, number 36, getting ready to start his second inning of work through a scoreless sixth. As the 45s have had an absolutely great pitching showcase, they won the game 5-2 last night on a great start by Brandon Lupton. Six shutout innings with seven strikeouts. Three innings from Jeff Ahern of just one-run ball. Two scoreless by Fogle, and now one by Angelo, getting ready to start his second inning of work. Leading off is Roland Pusich. Shortstop for the Knicks there, and that's a strike there on a breaking ball right in the zone there by Angelo. He's had good command of that breaking ball tonight. Both throwing it out of the zone for swinging strikes and getting it over to get ahead in the count early. It's 0-1 here. Another breaking ball, and that's right in there as well. Took a little more off that one. That one actually floated in there even a little more. 0-2 as he's got Pusich off balance here. All kinds of options for Angelo here, up 0-2. Looking to punch him out. He kicks and fires. That's a breaking ball, and that one just misses. 0-2, another pretty one there. But couldn't quite clip the outside corner. Angelo wasting no time. Here's the 1-2. That's a fly ball to center field, but right at J.J. Hancock. He takes about three steps to his right and puts it away. For the first half of the inning, scored that one a fly out, 7. I'll bring up the right fielder, James Potts. Two for three tonight is Potts. Two singles and a strikeout. He's the beer batter, so that strikeout led to $1 beers for everybody here at the park in the fourth inning. That ball is outside. His breaking ball doesn't quite make it back across the plate from Angelo. 1-0. High better on deck, the left fielder and cleanup hitter. He's 0 for 2 with a walk. Angelo fires one over the outside corner there. Good pitch. 1-1. I want to remind you this part of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete. That's a ball driven deep out to right center field. That one's got some carry on it. Headed back, looking up, and that ball is gone. So James Potts puts a charge into one out over the right field fence. Al Burjas gave chase, but to no avail, as that is a solo home run, and it's 4-2 now here. So a solo home run by right fielder James Potts for the Novato Knicks. That'll bring up Highbetter here. First run the Knicks have scored there since the third inning. It's been a very well-pitched two-game series here thus far by the 45s. Just four runs. through 15 and the third innings. Swing and a miss there as Highvetter. Trying to go back-to-back on that one. A big cut. Swings and misses at a breaking ball. 0-1. Angelo trying to shake off that long ball. Another breaking ball. And that one breaks outside. Now 1-1. Nice pitch. I think he wanted that one. He's going to take a walk and think about it for a minute. One ball, one strike, one out, nobody on in a 4-2 ball game here in the top of the seventh. Angelo sets and fires. That ball's down in the dirt now, 2-1. It's a pity you won't be here in the middle of the seventh, fans, because yours truly is going to be leading the fans in a rendition of Take Me Out to the Ball Game here with stadium announcer Denny Brugman, a Colt 45's institution in his own right. That's a chopper down to third base. Labou unable to field it cleanly as that kicks into left field. Porter comes up and makes sure he's keeps it to a single. Porter's actually over at first base. Now we've got some changes. Hunter Heath's out in left field. So Heath out in left. Porter over at first. It looks like Bertotti is out of the game. So we'll call that one a single. For Highvetter, that'll bring up Torres. He's got a single and an RBI. He's 1-for-3. Also struck out and flat out. Check swing, and he couldn't hold up there. 0-1. Angelo making that breaking ball dance. That one dove down below the strike zone, and Torres could not hold up. There's the 0-1. Another breaking ball. That one's very high now. 1-1. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on first. Angelo would love to roll a double play ball. Ferguson's at double play depth at second. That's a breaking ball that breaks out of the zone. Couldn't get him to chase now, 2-1. That ball is very far outside now, 3-1. I mentioned the MLB draft earlier today. Giants' first pick is number 59 overall. That's Vanderbilt outfielder Brian Reynolds. So a name you might be hearing in a couple of years' time. 3-1 here. Strike two on a pitch on the outside corner. Nice pitch from Angelo there. Your next Giants game is tomorrow night. Clayton Kershaw versus Johnny Cueto. A great pitching matchup at AT&T Park. Kershaw 8-1 with a 1-4-6. Cueto 9-1 with a 2-1-6. Probably both going to make the All-Star team there. 3-2 pitch is outside. That's a walk to Torres. So runners on first and second now. One out. Nobody down in the bullpen. So this is Angelo's inning for the time being. I'll bring up Hakeem Sadon. And now we do have Andrew Arnold, the lefty, out there warming up. Fasking going to come out and talk to Angelo. Angelo's pitched 1 3 thus far, giving up just the home run, but he's got runners on first and second. And just one down here. I want to remind you, this portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. And MuseConcrete.com, dedicated to giving back and being involved in our community. Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders, our sponsors tonight. Colt 45 is baseball. And really all year long as they sponsor high school football here as well. I'll have the good fortune to call your game of the week on Friday nights this fall. Had the good fortune to call River Bowl 23 last year between Shasta and Enterprise at the Hornet's Nest in October. And, of course, the section semifinal and final where Shasta beat Chico and then lost to PV. Here's a bunt down the third baseline. That's going to be foul. So Sadon with runners on first and second, one out, looking to move him up. But that was down the third baseline, probably bunting for a hit there. He's got pretty good speed. 45s would probably trade an out for 90 feet right now to get it to two down in the inning, but would like to keep that runner at second base if at all possible. A lot of movement on the infield there as the shortstop Taylor sneaks in behind him, but no throw. Angelo steps off. Now he's back on the rubber. Sadon steps in. He comes to the belt. Does Angelo. Ready with the 0-1. And he's swinging away at that one. It's going to be 0-2 as a foul ball down the left field line. Foul. Out of play. Quickly 0-2 now. So Porter over at first. Heath now in left. LeBou still at third. Porter and LeBou even with the bags at the corners. Middle infielders shading toward the middle of the diamond for the double play. Angelo up 0-2 here on the Novato Knicks second baseman. Breaking ball, and that ball is topped into the hole at second base. It's going to get through. And that ball is not going to get to Alberjas until he's about halfway between third and home. So that's going to be an RBI single there on a seeing eye single. Hit them right where they ain't by Hakeem Sadon. Call it a one RBI, and it's now 4-3, 45. So Novato not going away here. Quiet through the first six, just one run, but they put up a two spot here and looking for more with runners at the corners and one down. So Highbetter scores on the single by Sadon. Tyler Torres over to third. And it's first and third, one out for the first baseman, Easton Dieters. Dieters 0 for 3 with two strikeouts. This is definitely a strikeout situation here for Jeff Angelo. First pitch is the ball. Locked up in a tight one here, 4-3 in the seventh. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball. Nice pitch by Angelo there. 1-1 now. Left-handed hitting Dieters against the righty Angelo. Here's the 1-1. Runner goes from first, swing and a foul ball down the right field line. So hit and run on there. Good jump by Sadon, but a foul ball by Dieters. And we'll line up and do it again here, 1-2. Lefty Andrew Arnold, number 35, in the bullpen. He's made several appearances here already through the first several games. That's a foul tip off the catcher's glove, and we'll keep it here 1-2 once again. Still 1-2. Here comes Angelo. That's a line drive to right center field. That's going to tie the ball game. Coming in to score is Torres. Staying at second is Sadon, but that's a single to center field, and we are tied. Brand new ball game here, 4-4. As the Novato Knicks have pushed across three runs here on Jeff Angelo in the top of the seventh. First hit of the night for Dieters. He had two strikeouts and a ground out, so he gets off the schneid. I've got runners on first and second here. We're going to have a pitching change. We'll take a short 60-second break here on KCNR 1460. We'll be right back with more Colt 45's baseball.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Are you ready to rock this summer? You can learn to be a rock star at Turtle Bay in our summer exhibition, Rock You, the Institute of Rock and Roll. Starting May 4th, guests can explore the foundations of rock, hear live concerts, and even try their hand at playing instruments. Interactive, entertaining, and educational for all ages, Rock You is an experience you won't want to miss. Rock You is presented by Shasta Regional Medical Center and U.S. Bank and designed by Stage 9 Exhibit Designs. For park hours and information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Pitching change here for the 45s. Runners on first and second. One out in the top of the seventh of a tied 4-4 ball game. Novato's already scored three runs here in the top of the inning. Andrew Arnold, the lefty, 6'4 left-hander, wearing number 35 out of Sacramento City College, a native of Santa Clara, just finished up his freshman year down there at Sac City College. He's going to come in to face the DH, Joe Nafias, who's 2-for-3, struck out his last time, had singles his first two times up. He'll come up in an RBI spot here, two on and one out. This is game number 8 out of 45 all season long. You can get the entire schedule on readingcolt45s.com. We're going to do every single game here on KCNR 1460. And KDCNR1460.com. This is the second game of two against the Novato Knicks. This is number 8 overall out of 45. We're going to do it all weekend long here as we've got 7 p.m. start times tomorrow for the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. Saturday also with the Santa Rosa Rosebuds. And then Sunday night, Reading Tigers, 6 o'clock here at Tiger Field. Always fun when we get Reading versus Reading. And then next week, definitely want to hit up readingcolt45s.com as well because we've got the Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp, the 13th, 14th, and 15th, Monday through Wednesday next week. So go to the website there for more information. Get the kids in the Reading Colt 45's Youth Camp. We've got one June 13th through 15th, and then again July 11th through the 13th. So Monday through Wednesday, both of those times, 13th through the 15th of June, 11th through the 13th of July. Again, hit up readingcolt45s.com for more details. Colt 45 Summer Youth Camp out there, so for all you young baseball enthusiasts, that's a fun thing to say. Definitely sign up for that. Come out here and watch the 18 to 22-year-old college summer league baseball players, legit prospects. As we've seen, home runs this series, plethora of strikeouts, great double plays, diving catches, outfield assists. There's nothing these guys can't do in the prime of their lives, chasing their dream of being pro ball players and doing it for you here for the entire summer in Reading at Tiger Field. So Arnold now gets ready to go here with one out and two on. He's kicks and fires. First pitch is a breaking ball, and that ball is low. Again, the batter is Nafias, Joe Nafias, the DH. Singled in the second and the fourth, struck out in the sixth. He's 2-for-3. That's a breaking ball. It bounces on the plate now, 2-0. Arnold trying to get him to chase, but he does not oblige him. And Alvarez wants to go talk about it. As I mentioned, we've got games all the way through Sunday. And then next weekend, we're going to be over in Humboldt playing the Humboldt B-52s, the 17th, 18th, and 19th over there on the coast. But definitely hit up all the games the rest of this week. Tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday, 7:15, 7:15, and 6 p.m. starts here. Colt 45 is going to wind it up against the Rosebuds and the Tigers, finishing up the series tonight against the Novato Knicks. Called strike there now, 2-1 from Arnold. Two balls, one strike, one out. Runners on first and second in a tied 4-4 ballgame. Novato has pushed across three this inning. Runner goes from second. He's headed for third. Alvarez has no chance as he stole that one off the pitcher. Nice job out there by Sadon, the second baseman for Novato, stealing third uncontested. So first and third now with one out. It's a 2-2 count, as that was a called strike. He'd love nothing more than to roll a double play ball here and get out of the inning. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Big strikeout there by Arnold for the second out of the inning. He goes down swinging. Second strikeout of the game for Nafias. That'll bring up O'Sullivan. He's grounded out and walked twice. He's 0 for 1. O'Sullivan, the 9-hitter, would love to give Novato the lead. Andrew Arnold trying to shut the door here on this half inning. 2 on, 2 down in a tied 4-4 ball game here at Tiger Field. That's a breaking ball down in the dirt. Nice block by Alvarez. 1-0. So 1-0 here to O'Sullivan. 2 outs, runners on the corners. He kicks and fires up. Ball is in there for a strike at the knees. 1-1. Arnold, a 6-4 lefty coming downhill at you with a high 3/4, almost an overhand delivery. And that breaking ball has a very big high-low break, as well as that fastball. Throw over to first. Porter can't field it cleanly, and the runner's going to come home. That's going to be a run. As a defensive lapse there, and Sadon able to come home. So 4 runs across now here. Lead off, or rather a 1-out home run by Potts. And then a single strikeout. And an unearned run there as he scores on the miscue. It's 5-4 Novato. Still 2 out here. Runner on first now for O'Sullivan. Arnold fires very high now, 2-1. Redding won the game last night 5-2. Currently trailing 5-4 here in the top of the seventh. Arnold ready with the 2-1. That ball is chopped down to third. LeBou comes up with a nice play on a tough hop and throws him out. That'll end the inning. So we'll head to the bottom of the seventh. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back with KCNR 1460 Full 45's Baseball.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Hi, this is Mary McCurdy from Properties by Merit.
And I'm John Whitmarsh from Megastar Financial Corp.
We are proud to support the 2016 season of Reading's own Colt 45's Baseball.
Summer is the perfect season to find your dream home. Let us help you from start to finish. Call me, John Whitmarsh, at 945-9660 to begin the loan process.
And call me, Mary McCurdy, at 949-1550 to check out what homes are on the market. The perfect pitch is coming.
Properties by Merit is California Corporation licensed by the California Bureau of Real Estate. California BRE license number 019-4581. 416.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
Bottom of the seventh here, Novato leading 5-4 on the strength of a four spot in the top of the seventh. Leading off is going to be right fielder Andres Alburjas. He's 0-3. He lined out his last time up. Homered in the game last night. Solo shot in the eighth inning solo. And a rocket to boot, so he represents the tying run. We're in the bottom of the seventh here on KCNR 1461. I remind you, tonight's game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. Palomar Builders continues to give back to our community. We thank them for playing such an important role in the North State here. That's Palomar Builders, proud to support Reading Colt 45's baseball here on KCNR 1460. And starting another inning of work here is the sidearmer for Novato, Steven Zaharas. He throws a ball there to Alburjas. Zaharas came in the fourth inning with the bases loaded, nobody out. 45s eventually scored three runs to take a 4-1 lead. That ball was hit hard down the third baseline, and everybody in the 45's dugout has to jump out of the way. It's now 1-1. But he got out of that inning there with limited damage, was down 4-1, and he's thrown two scoreless since then. So officially three innings pitched, starting his fourth innings pitch here as he came in with nobody out in that fourth inning. Now Burjas now looks at the 1-1 down low for a ball. Andres Alburjas from Maracaibo, Venezuela, comes to us from Harris Stowe State University in St. Louis. There's the 2-1 swinging a pop ball, pop fly on the infield. Coming in as the third baseman in foul territory. He's going to almost overrun it. Kind of had to reach over his shoulder to take it, but Torres pulls it in. So one out on the pop out to the third baseman. Andres Alvarez, your catcher. He's been on base three times. A walk and two hit by pitch. So he's had to earn it tonight. Hit by a pitch in two consecutive innings in the fourth and the fifth there. And didn't look too happy about the second one in the fifth, so. Granted, those were against two different pitchers. The last one in the fifth was against Zaharas here, so. That's inside for a ball on the 45's catcher. 45 scored one in the first, three in the fourth. Novato with one in the third and four in the top of the seventh here. That's a tap foul on the third base line, 1-1 now. And that's where we stand, 5-4 Novato, looking to avenge last night's loss as the 45s beat them 5-2. And Andres Alburjas leads off the inning with an out. Jonathan Alvarez here trying to reach, get something going. That ball is low, 2-1. As I mentioned, games all through the weekend here, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Then we've got a weekend series next weekend, but we're going to start it back up again here on Monday the 21st. That's a line drive, hard hit ground ball past Torres at third, so that'll be a single for Alvarez. He's been on base all night. First hit of the night, he's 1-1. With a walk and two hit by pitch, so he's been on base four times for the 45s, but has not scored. Hopefully we can change that this inning. Here's DJ Porter. Porter's 0-2. He's struck out, walked, and reached on an error. Alvarez on first, being held on by Dieters. So Harris comes set. That ball is past the catcher to the backstop, and Alvarez is in there at second easily. O'Sullivan has been digging balls out of the dirt all night, and you have that many every single inning. Some of them are bound to get by, and that one does. So a free 90 feet for Alvarez. He represents the tying run. Tying run in scoring position here with just one out for the 45s. DJ Porter would love to put one in the gap here and tie this ball game up. That's a called strike on the outside corner, the outermost outside part of the outside corner, I think. Porter, as I mentioned, 0-for-2 with a walk, but he did score in the fourth inning when he drew that walk. Part of that three-run fourth for the 45s. One ball, one strike, one out, runner on second here. Zaharis kicks and fires. That ball is fouled back as Porter took a good cut at it, but fouled it straight back. So Porter, who started the game in left field, has since moved to first base. On deck is Hunter Heath, who came in and is now in left field. He'll hit in Bertotti's space. Following Porter here. So Heath had the start the last several games, coming off the bench tonight. Here's the 1-2 to Porter. And he checks his swing very high, but he held back. Now we're going to appeal out to the umpire at second base, and no, he says he doesn't. Did not go. Now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Tying run at second base, bottom of the seventh here. 45's down 5-4. Looking to break through against Steven Zaharis here. Swing and a miss, and Porter goes down swinging for the second out of the inning. Hunter Heath going to take his first at bat of the night. Heath 1-for-3 with a single last night. Alvarez at second. Two outs. Swing and a miss as Heath takes a mighty cut and waves right through it. 0-1. Been impressed thus far with Zaharis. He's struggled with his control a little bit, but he's made pitches when he's had to. Heath down 0-1 here. Should he reach, Labou would bat. He's on deck. And now the pitcher steps off. Heath out of Oklahoma Baptist, native of Shawnee, Oklahoma. Our lone Oklahoman on the team this year. We've got players from all over the country. Going to get a chance to get to know them as the summer goes by here. That ball is a breaking ball way outside. Easy take for Heath, 1-1. Alvarez with a modest leadoff second. He's the catcher, not the fastest guy on the team, so a single wouldn't necessarily score a run here. Lots of room to shoot at it on that right side as the second baseman cheating toward the middle. Heath swings and misses. 1-2 now is another big cut there. We'll see if they can make a two-strike adjustment as he's swung right through two fastballs. Tying run at second, bottom of the seventh here. One ball, two strikes, two outs on left fielder Hunter Heath. Now Zaharis can take a walk. I tell you, it's a good thing that the 45s pitchers are so quick to get the ball and throw it, because Zaharis in absolutely no hurry here on a Thursday night in Redding, California. Very deliberate, to say the least. 1-2. And now he's ready. Here we go. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, so that'll end the inning. Any kind of motions towards Heath, not a very sportsmanlike trip there, but that'll end the inning. We head to the top of the eighth. Score still 5-4, Novato. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Obtaining a home loan is easier than ever with your local hometown mortgage officer, Megastar Financial. Hi, I'm John Whitmarsh, and I promise to make your home purchase or refinance a smooth experience without headache or hassle. I offer competitive rates for conventional home loans, home improvement, FHA, VA, and USDA loans. So talk to me today, John Whitmarsh with Megastar Financial, because our home is right here, and I want to help you with yours. Call me at 530-945-9660 or find me at megastarfinancial.com.
Megastar is an equal housing lender, MLS ID 3043.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer.
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Colt 45's Baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Top of the eighth here at Tiger Field. Novato Knicks coming to bat in their half, up 5-4. Going to stand in against Andrew Arnold, who relieved Jeff Angelo last inning. He finished the last two-thirds of last inning, and this will be the first inning that he starts himself. He'll face the top of the lineup in Manzer, Pusich, and Potts. Lefty, righty, lefty. First pitch is a breaking ball down in the dirt, and Manzer obliges him. Chases that one 0-1. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete, museconcrete.com. Beyond our job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. For all your construction needs, here's the 0-1, and he checks his swing, and no, he went again. They appeal down to first, and yes, he did. So quick 0-2 here. Arnold, with the off-speed pitch, gets ahead. Got him set up for just about anything he wants to do here on 0-2. Manzer led off the game with a double. He's 0-3 since then, 1-4 overall. A double and three flyouts. And pitches the ball now 1-2. Arnold gets the sign. He kicks and fires. That ball is very high now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody out to the leadoff hitter here. Five, four, Novato in the top of the eighth. Andrew Arnold trying to keep the deficit at one. That's a pitch down low, now 3-2. So he battles all the way back from 0-2 to 3-2. Probably why he's the leadoff hitter. Good at bat here so far by Manzer. No activity in either bullpen, so this is Arnold's inning until further notice. Here's the 3-2, and that's a ground ball to second. Ferguson takes it on the short hop, and no, it kicks off his glove. That's going to be probably going to be an E4 on that one, unfortunately. The leadoff man is on. That'll bring up the number two hitter, Pusich. Shortstop number 11. One for four with a single in the fourth. Flew out his last at bat. And now we're going to have a meeting at the mound here between Alvarez and Arnold. Looks like they just wanted to get on the same page. And now Arnold's ready to go here. Comes set. Kicks and fires. Here's the 0-0 pitch. And he bunts, and that ball is out of play. Foul. High fastball and unable to get on top of it as he fouls it straight back over the fence. Don't see many bunts get that much hang time, but he gets away with it 0-1 here. Here's the 0-1 from Arnold. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. We'd like to thank Palomar Builders for their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, continuing to give back to our community, and we appreciate them for playing such an important role here in the Northern California community through their philanthropy and their support of Colt 45's baseball. There's a bunt attempt, and he misses it. It's quickly 0-2 here now on the shortstop, Pusich. Nobody out, runner on first, top of the eighth. In a 5-4 ball game, we've got a good one going here at Tiger Field. 45s have led the entire game until the top of the seventh when the Novato Knicks put up a four spot to turn a 4-1 deficit into a 5-4 lead. That's where we stand right now. Leadoff man reached. There he goes. I'm from first. Alvarez unable to get it out of his glove, and that's going to be a stolen base. Kicks away now, and he's going to make it all the way to third as the throw short hop the shortstop Taylor. Looks like it might have hit him off the chest. He's hurting out there at shortstop right now. And kicked about a third of the way over to first base. And the runner on second base headed over to third. So Manzer a stolen base there as Alvarez unable to get it out of his glove. And Taylor is in a bad way out there. He's got his hands on his knees. And we'll see if he's going to be able to stay in the ballgame. Meanwhile, score that a stolen base and an advance on the throwing error. Not sure if they want to give the throwing error to the catcher or the error to Taylor. Either way, that's a tough break. But Manzer all the way over to third on a heads-up play as he identified where the ball was right away, skipped away from Ferguson, who was backing up the play. And as I mentioned, went about a third of the way to first base, down the first to second base line. And he alertly hopped up and scampered over to third and without a throw. So looks like he's going to stay in the ballgame. So crowd giving him a round of applause, rub some dirt on it. Taylor's tough. He's going to stay in there even after taking one off the chest. But a runner on third now with one down. And James Potts, who homered in the seventh inning to get that scoring going. He had a one out, nobody on home run. First of five consecutive Novato Knicks to reach base with one out in that inning as they put up the four spot to take the lead. Here he stands in against the lefty. Arnold, infield is in. That ball's down in the dirt. Nice job by Alvarez to block it, keep it in front of him. So Arnold in the stretch, runner at third, one ball, no strikes, one out. Here in the top of the eighth, 45s need to keep it close here. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Potts just waved at that one. Shortstop Taylor about a step off the grass. Second baseman Ferguson on the lip of the grass. That ball is driven to left field and foul down the line. Coming in and making the play is Heath, and he's got it. Absolutely no chance, as that ball was not very deep down the line. He had a long way to go to get it. But Manzer does not even bluff attempt to tag up there as he throws it in on one hop to the catcher. That's the second out of the inning. Score that one, a fly out to 7. Two down, runner on third here. That'll bring up the cleanup hitter, Mike Hybetter here. Breaking ball in there for a strike. Nice pitch by Arnold, 0-1. Hybetter, 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. So he's been on base 2 times in 4 plate appearances. He singled and scored in that 7th inning. That's a foul ball out of play. A quick 0-2 here, and he's 1 strike away from getting out of this here. Had a runner on second, nobody out. Now he's got a quick 0-2 on the cleanup man. Due up in the bottom of the 8th for the 45s is LeBou, Taylor, and Hancock. Arnold ready with the 0-2. He fires. That's a ground ball to second base. Ferguson backhands it over to first, and that'll end the inning. Nice play by Ferguson. We head to the bottom of the 8th, still 5-4 Novato. You're listening to Cool 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
It's time for better banking. Reading Bank of Commerce believes in relationships. We seek out partnerships with local businesses based on trust and respect. We want you to have the peace of mind that comes with knowing you have the resources you need to take advantage of new opportunities. Let Reading Bank of Commerce be your business partner. And let our professionals support your vision. Reading Bank of Commerce. Bank of Choice. 224-3333. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me, are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice-cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Great times are waiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
You're listening to Colt 45 Baseball on AM 1460 KCNR.
Cottonwood native Austin LeBou set to lead off for the 45s here in the bottom of the 8th. It'll be 8-9-1 as LeBou will be followed by Zachary Taylor, the shortstop, and then the top of the lineup, J.J. Hancock, your center fielder tonight. LeBou 0-for-3 thus far, but he has scored a run. He reached on a fielder's choice in the 4th and came around. Getting instruction between innings from 45 skipper Greg Catteray. What an asset for these young players to be mentored by a former major leaguer. Remember, the 88 A's American League Championship team pitched for several teams over the course of a 10-year career, the left-handed reliever. Also the manager of the Simpson University Redhawks here in Redding, California during the school year. So, keeping it local here. LeBou's going to lead off here. Swing and a miss on the first pitch from Zaharis. Zaharis came in the 4th, and he's gone the distance since then. Scoreless in the 5th, 6th, and 7th after he gave up a couple of inherited base runners and won himself. That's a pop down the right field line. It's going to hook foul, and nobody's going to get it. Good chase given there, but to no avail. That's a quick 0-2 here on LeBou. Forty-fives have used 4 pitchers. Jeff Ahern started and went 3 innings. Gave up just 1 run. He was limited on the pitch count as he had a 3-plus inning relief stint just a few games ago. Then Fogle, Angelo, and Arnold have pitched the remainder, giving up four runs in five innings. Called strike three there, and Labou is set down on strikes for the first out of the inning. So one down here for Taylor. Zach Taylor out of Cal State Monterey Bay, teammate of Jeff Ahern. On deck is Hancock. Taylor tonight hit by a pitch, an RBI with the bases loaded as he drew a walk and he struck out looking, so he's 0 for 1. Officially, that's called strike on the first pitch from Zaharas. Hancock on deck. He's 1 for 3. He's also been hit by a pitch, so been on base 2 times in 4 plate appearances. That's a called strike there as Taylor down a quick 0-2 on Zaharas. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. So 2 strikeouts here on the 8 and 9 hitters for the 45s to open the inning for Zaharas. That'll bring up the top of the lineup, J.J. Hancock. Singled and scored in the first. Grounded into a double play in the second. Flew out in the eighth, or in the fourth. And hit by a pitch in the sixth. On deck is Ferguson. That ball is outside, 4-1, 1-0. This portion of the game brought to you by Palomar Builders. Palomar Builders, making a difference in our community, continues to give back to our community. We thank them for playing such an important role and their generous donation to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. That's Palomar Builders, proud supporters of the Colt 45s here on KCNR 1460. Hancock takes inside now 2-0, as both those balls have been below the zone. We're under the lights here. Tiger Field in Redding, California. 12 minutes past the hour. 2-0 count with 2 down here in the bottom of the eighth of a 5-4 ball game. We've got a good one going here. Swinging a fly ball deep down the left field line and hanging up, though. And he's not going to be able to make the play. So a strike there now, 2-1. Kind of off the end of the bat there for Hancock. Our lone Washington State Cougar. I believe our lone Washington State anything here from the state of Washington. Of course, he's up there at Pullman. My alma mater, high school-wise, Foothill here in Palisadro, started in 1993. Yours truly, class of 01. They actually took the color scheme from the Washington State Cougars, the red and silver, and adopted the Cougar as well, so... There's a line drive by Hancock. Now 2-2. Reading native Noah Ferguson from Butte College. On deck should Hancock reach here in the bottom of the eighth. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Zaharas taking his time. Now he's ready. Swing and a miss, and Hancock strikes out, and he is upset with himself. You can tell. That'll end the inning. We head to the top of the ninth. Still 5-4. We've locked up in a tight one. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball here on KCNR 1460.
With a rebel yell, Home with Rockstars unapologetically confronts the stigma, promotes the underdog, and leads the way in restoring the relationship between the homeless and the community at large. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition at Turtle Bay, is your chance to learn more about Nigel Seat's incredible work. See his photos and learn the stories behind them. Home with Rockstars, the exhibition debuts at Turtle Bay, May 14th through September 15th. Awareness is great, change is better. Let's rock this. For more information, visit turtlebay.org. Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Isn't it wonderful?
A pretty girl can make young men look foolish. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair.
We had just repaired Julia's car, and she said, "I don't know anything about cars. Could a friend inspect it for me?" About that time, three young men arrived. Of course, their individual goal was to impress her by finding something wrong with the repair. The first guy said, "There is a blemish in the fender. This is not acceptable." "Yes, I see," I said. The second said, "The quarter panel is wavy. This also is not acceptable." "Yes," I agreed. The third scolded me. "If you look closely, you will see this door is perfect. This door should be the standard for the entire vehicle." I agreed, and they were surprised. We walked back to the waiting room. Julia smiled at us. I said, "Well, we looked it all over, and we all agree. The door we repaired is perfect. Right, guys?" Yes, someone replied. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
And now back to more Colt 45 Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the top of the ninth here at Tiger Field. Kyle DeFore on KCNR 1460 and KCNR1460.com, bringing you every Colt 45s game all season long. You can get the entire schedule on RedingColt45s.com. This is game two of a two-game series. Andrew Arnold going to start the inning here. He came in the seventh. Through a scoreless seventh and eighth. Pardon me, through a scoreless eighth, came in the seventh to put out the fire through a scoreless eighth, and now will pitch the ninth. Leading off is going to be Torres for the Novato Knicks. Tyler Torres, the third baseman, 2-for-4 with a strikeout and a flyout. Also has an RBI single and a single and a run scored. So all in all, a good night, and he's had a couple of really nice defensive plays over there at third base as well. Good arm on this guy. 0-1 on a fastball at the knees from Arnold to start the at-bat. Here's the 0-1 from Arnold. Swinging a foul back to the fence now. Quick 0-2. This portion of the game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change and create a better future for children and young adults here in Northern California. That's Muse Concrete. For all your construction needs, MuseConcrete.com. Swing and a miss. He struck him out on three pitches. The ball gets away. Torres running down to first, and he's going to be out by about a step and a half as Alvarez throws him out. That's a strikeout swinging. That'll bring up Joaquin Sedon. Sedon's got two hits. He singled and was stranded in the second, singled and had an RBI, scored a run in the seventh. In that four-run outburst by the Novato Knicks, that's been the difference thus far as they're up 5-4. Arnold throws a breaking ball right in there, four strike, nice pitch. Sedon, switch-hitting second baseman, started the game batting right-handed, then took one at-bat left-handed, now back in the right-handed batter's box against the lefty Arnold. That one's outside now, 1-1. Arnold, a 6-4 lefty out of Sacramento, will be just a college sophomore next year and an imposing figure out there on the mound at 6'4", coming downhill at you. And that ball is moving. Here's the 1-1. And he shows bunt. Alvarez pounces on it. Nice play, and he throws him out easily. Speedy Sedon is retired. And a quick two outs here by Arnold. Score that one 2-3 on the putout. And that'll bring up Easton Dieters. He's 1-for-4 with an RBI single in the seventh. He's also struck out twice and grounded to first base on a nice play by Bertotti early in the game. And here's the first pitch. That ball is inside. Very nearly hit him, but he gets out of the way. That one got away from Arnold a little bit. Breaking ball that didn't break, 1-0. Here's the pitch on the 1-0, and he bounces it quickly. 2-0 now. Looks like he lost his grip on that one, perhaps. Just one late score in the major league. Still going. Cleveland up 5-3 on the Mariners in Seattle. That's the bottom of the eighth. On a small slate for the major leagues tonight, as the NBA or MLB draft was today. Giants taking an outfielder from Vanderbilt with their first pick, number 59 overall. And the A's taking a power lefty with a number 6 overall pick. They're pretty excited about him. Here's the 2-1. That ball is driven deep to right field, and it's going to be right at the right fielder Al Burhas. He takes about one step back and brings it in. That'll end the inning. We're headed to the bottom of the ninth. 45's got one more chance to tie this game or walk off. We'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over 3 decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, museconcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Congratulations to the graduating class of 2016. I love this time of year. Friends and family fill the house as you celebrate.
Easy for you to say. You're not the one stuck in the kitchen cooking while everyone else is having a good time.
Seriously? Have you tasted my cooking?
Mom, no!
Honey, call Mary's Pizza Shack.
What's this?
It's the catering menu from Mary's Pizza Shack. They have party trays available for takeout, or they can deliver right here to the house.
Look at this menu. They have appetizers, sandwiches, pasta, and Mary's famous meatballs. Oh, those are the best I've ever tasted.
Really?
And they even have a 22-inch party pizza. Honey, this year you're getting out of the kitchen and joining the party. Mary's Pizza Shack catering for graduations, weddings. I am so glad I thought of this.
You thought of it? You need to call now because some items require advance notice.
What's the number?
Mary's Pizza Shack, 247-1110, or online at maryspizzashack.com.
You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR AM 1460.
We head to the bottom of the ninth here at Tiger Field. 2-3-4 hitters for the 45s. It's going to be Ferguson, Larson, and Al Burhas in that order. Steven Zaharis is going to stay in the game. He came in the game in the bottom of the fourth inning and has thrown up zeros ever since, 4 consecutive scoreless innings in the 5th through the 8th. And he'll try to do it one more time. He's in line for the win as they actually took the lead in the 7th when he was already on the mound. Should he be able to hold the lead here? Ferguson going to do his best to get on base and keep that from happening. First pitch is a called strike in there to Noah Ferguson. Ferguson, an RBI single and a stolen base in the 4th. He's been on base twice. That ball's in there for a strike as well, right at the knees, 0-2 now, as Zaharis is keeping it down, quickly up 0-2 here. He kicks and fires, and that ball is just a bit low, ball one. Tonight's game brought to you by Muse Concrete. Beyond their job sites and day-to-day work-related activities, Muse is devoted to giving back and getting involved in our community, striving to create positive change, create a better future for children and young adults. That's Muse Concrete. Check them out at museconcrete.com for all your construction needs. 1-2, and he's out on strikes, looking as Ferguson watches that one. One down here. 4 consecutive strikeouts. If you go back to the 7th inning, that's actually 5 consecutive strikeouts spanning 1 2/3 innings, straddling the 7th, 8th, and the first out of the 9th here. Chase Larson, who homered last night, would represent the tying run here for the Colt 45s. Down 5-4 in the bottom of the 9th with 1 out here. That ball's in there for a strike from Zaharis. 0-1 here on Larson. Zaharis comes set, he fires. That ball is driven to center field, and it's going to hang up. And a nice play there made by center fielder Manzer. So a nice at-bat there by Larson. He put a charge into it, but right at him. And quickly 0-2, or 2 down here for the 45s, and they're down to the last out. It's Andres Al Burhas. He had a solo home run in the 8th inning. He does represent the tying run here. With 2 down in the 9th, here at Tiger Field. Should he reach, Jonathan Alvarez is on deck. And he watches that one in there for a strike. 0-1. Al Borjas 0-4 tonight. No time like the present to get off the schneid. The 0-1 breaking ball in there for a strike. Quickly 0-2. And the 45s are down to their last strike here. Well played ball game here tonight. 5-4. It's been close all night long. Novato trying to get one game out of this two-game series. 45s won last night 5-2 on the strength of a Larson three-run homer and an Al Borjas solo homer. And great pitching and defense there. One strike away here. That's a line drive down the left field line. That is a foul ball, just foul, down the left field line. That would have been extra bases for Al Borjas, but it's going to stay 0-2. It's been that kind of night for the 45s. Opportunities been on base. Unable to cash them in. Great defensive plays by Novato. They've done just enough to have the lead here with two outs in the ninth inning. In a game that really could go either way. Still could go either way. And it's Zaharas' world. We're just living in it as he's taking his time out there. Here's the 0-2. Swinging a chopper, Al Borjas is going to have to hustle. Coming in is the third baseman, Torres. He makes the play and safe at first base. It gets by the first baseman. Al Borjas is going to head to second. He's going to take a turn at second. No, he's going to hold up there. So the tying run now in scoring position. Stay right there, sports fans. We're going to call that an infield hit. That's an infield single and an advance to second on the error there, and that'll bring up Alvarez. Al Borjas' Venezuelan countryman and teammate at Haristo State. He would represent the winning run here, as Al Borjas would be the tying run. We'll call that a single. He's at second base on the error. What have you seen on field level down there, Maddie, from Zaharas, the side armor here, as they've just not been able to figure him out?
I don't know. He's throwing smoke, I feel like.
Yeah, well, he's got that deceptive delivery, kind of a herky-jerky motion in it.
I think that he has some kind of, like, Tourette's going on or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it seems like he's adjusting his neck about every other pitch out there.
I think that would be really distracting.
That's a ball there, 1-0. Yeah, he's almost, it's not really a sidearm, it's kind of a slightly below sidearm. You'd call it a three-quarters if he was that distance above the sidearm, but it's not quite a submariner either. But it kind of comes right to left, it kind of goes across the plate to a right-hander, comes into a left-hander, and they've had trouble with him all night. Quite a few strikeouts here for Zaharas. It's a 1-0 pitch with a runner on second base, tying run. That's a ground ball to third base. Coming up is Torres. He's got it. Throws it across, and that's going to end the ball game as Alvarez grounds out to end the game. Final score here, 5-4, as Novato gets the second game of the series and gets a split after the 45s win 5-2 last night. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with the 45s postgame show. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR 1460.
All right, man, grab a Budweiser and take a knee. Well, it's baseball season, and there's nothing more American than watching America's game with America's beer. So let me ask you something. Are you ready for pitcher's duels and slugfest? Huh? Tell me. Are you ready for the thrill of an incredible walk-off victory? Then get on your feet, raise an ice cold Bud, and let's make this season larger than life. Where time's awaiting. Grab some Bud!
Enjoy responsibly. Budweiser Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
We're Billy and Patrick with the best new car offer on the planet.
Let's go summer!
Make no payments for 5 months. Get 0% financing for up to 66 months during the Summers on Us sales event going on right now at Redding Kia. And there's more.
Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
That's no payments for 5 months. Your first two payments made by KMF and 0% financing when you purchase a new 2016 Optima, Forte, or Kia Soul.
We just found your vacation money, and it's at 380 East Cypress in Redding.
It's the all-new 2016 Optima, the sporty 16 Forte, and the award-winning 16 Soul. No payments for 5 months, 0% financing for 66 months, and Kia Motors Finance will make your first two payments.
Summer's on us at Redding Kia.
On approval to credit, offer excludes Soul EV plus tax, license, government fees, and any emission testing fees. Redding Kia, 380 East Cypress Avenue, YouTube, Facebook, and RedingKia.com.
Hey, this is Carl Bott here to tell you about the good folks at Muse Concrete. Boyce and Joan Muse, along with their fantastic crew, have been bringing homes, parks, stadiums, and so much more to the Reading community for over three decades. Muse Concrete is also proud to bring exciting programs like high school football and Reading Colt 45's baseball to the airwaves right here on KCNR 1460. Muse Concrete, an uncompromising commitment to quality and integrity since 1982. Check them out online, MuseConcrete.com. Great people doing great work.
Colt 45's baseball comes your way exclusively on KCNR Shasta Redding.
Kyle DeFore here with Matty Novelli on your Colt 45's postgame show. 45's dropped this one 5-4 and split the two-game series with the visiting Novato Knicks. They won 5-2 last night. They dropped this one 5-4. We're going to do it again tomorrow night and Saturday against the Santa Rosa Rosebuds, and then again Sunday night at 6 o'clock against the Redding Tigers. But 45's ahead most of this game. They give up a four spot in the seventh. Andrew Arnold takes the loss out of the bullpen. But a lot of opportunities. They were up 4-1 at one point, had a three-run inning in the fourth, but just unable to do anything after that as the Novato Knicks right-hander, Steven Zaharas, who actually played third base last night, came in the fourth inning, put out the fire, and then proceeded to throw six scoreless innings from the fourth through the ninth. So just unable to figure him out. A really nice game by him, but 45's had plenty of opportunities. Guys in scoring position, runners on second and third base, sometimes with less than two outs, and just unable to push him across. There's a lot of strikeouts the last two and three innings there, especially. But hats off to Novato as they bounce back from the loss last night. But Matty, what did you see down there on the field from the 45's hitters, especially later in the game there? That made him so uncomfortable against the side armor here.
I don't know. I think that it was his delivery. I think the way that, he kept, there. I'm down in the dugout over there. I kept hearing the guys go, his neck's, freaking me out. It's getting in my head kind of thing. But I think that they went up there and they didn't have very quality at bats, the beginning, I think they looked at a lot of strikes.
Yeah,
towards the end.
Zaharas was getting ahead in the count to a lot of hitters there for the 45s, and you mentioned the head movement out there. It almost looked like something of a nervous tick or something like that.
He was throwing heat too. I mean, he was throwing strikes.
Yeah, we're used to seeing pitchers have and baseball players in general all have rituals, whether they're hitting or pitching or they touch their cap or Madison Bumgarner clearing out his nose as he's famously known for doing. But it seemed like it was throwing the 45s hitters off there, but they were getting on base, had a couple guys get hit by pitches tonight. They were drawing walks, but just really unable to put together any scoring other than that one inning where they put up a three spot, and they dropped this one 5-4. So we'll do it again tomorrow night. Again, Santa Rosa Rosebuds tomorrow and Saturday. Redding Tigers at 6 o'clock on Sunday. Both the start times for tomorrow and Saturday are at 7 o'clock. And then we want to remind you as well, make sure you get your kids out here for the Redding Colt 45's Youth Baseball Camp. That's next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. You can go to RedingColt45s.com for the information on that one. Make sure not to miss that one. There's one in June and one in July, so definitely check the website there for more information. I want to thank our sponsors tonight, Muse Concrete and Palomar Builders, as well as everyone here at the park. I want to thank you for listening out there. For our engineer, Jared King, and Matty Novelli, I've been Kyle DeFore. Once again, your final score, Novato Knicks 5, Redding Colt 45s 4. Let's do it again tomorrow night, 7:15, right here on KCNR 1460.
I actually got one about 10 minutes ago, so I wanted to play that for you.
Time sensitive. We are calling you from investigation team of IRS. We have just received a notification regarding your tax filings from the headquarters, which will get expired in next 24 working hours. And once it gets expired after that, you will be taken under custody by the local cops, as there are 4 serious allegations pressed on your name at this moment. We would request you to get back to us so that we can discuss about this case before taking any legal action against you. The number to reach us is 509-293-4352. I repeat, 509-293-4352. Thank you.
Have fun with it, Johnny. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thank you, Kat, on the voicemail. If you get a call like that, send it to us. MP3s, please, or leave it on the voicemail like Ken did, 866-JBV-MAIL. And we did have fun with it yesterday. We dialed that number up, and it got very entertaining. Now, let's go to Wisconsin, where the sheriff we were talking about yesterday, Sheriff Dale, how you doing there, Sheriff Dale Smith? How you doing?
Good. How are you this morning?
Good, sir. Dodge County, Wisconsin. I keep thinking Dodge County. Is that part of, is it near Fond du Lac? That's my hometown, Fond du Lac, Wisconsin.
It is. We're just south of Fond du Lac.
Oh, yeah. Good old Fondy, right?
Yeah.
St. Mary Springs High School graduate. Thank you very much.
Well, Winnebago Lutheran Academy graduate, so good old rivals.
Oh, there you go. All right, Sheriff, so this is weird. You know, we have been getting people who are sending us these calls. I get these calls. I have returned these calls. So you're sitting in the Sheriff's Department and the other day, and you get a call from the Internal Revenue Service, in quotes. So tell us what happens next.
Well, I'm sitting here. They actually called my personal phone, and I'm sitting here at my desk, and I get this call of a recording saying basically, you know, we're calling you because we're going to sue you. And being a sheriff, I never like to be sued, so I thought, what a great thing for me to do and call them back, and I'm going to record them too. So I did, and I called the first time, and a female answers, and I said, can you confirm to me that you're really the IRS and that this isn't some sort of a scam? And she says to me, well, it's not my job to confirm that we're the IRS. And she hung up on me.
Right.
So being curious, I thought, I'm going to call back.
Hey, wait, Sheriff. Did the first call that you get sound anything like what you just heard, or did the person have an accent, and did it have, or what did it sound computer like? What did it sound like to you?
No, the first one was it's kind of the same message as what I just heard, but they did have an accent, and it was a recording. I'm just saying that we're going to sue you, and if you want more information on the case, to call us back.
Okay, keep going, Sheriff. So now you call them back again.
I call him back the second time, and they were very polite. I was very impressed, and the scammer says, thank you for calling the Internal Revenue Service. How may I help you? So I said, well, I'm the sheriff in Dodge County. I've got a complaint about this number. I'm trying to confirm that it's, in fact, the IRS, and is there any way you can confirm that for me? And his response floored me. He says, no, sir, this is not the IRS. This is a scam.
That's the weirdest thing, Sheriff, that he said it to you, that this is a scam, but keep going. So you say to him, then what's that?
So I ask him, this is a scam, and he said yes. So I tried to get some more information because I'm an investigator and I'm trying to find out where these people are, and knowing that's a long shot, I ask him, you know, can you tell me where you're from? And he says, in Afghanistan.
Afghanistan!
Yeah.
Okay, now, you're a sheriff, obviously deal with bad guys all the time. How many times do you get a bad guy to say, yeah, you know what, Sheriff, hey, what's the deal? I'm a bad guy. And guess what? You're never going to get me because I'm in Afghanistan. That's why he said it. You know there's no way we're ever finding out where these people are, how they do this. But so then he says, then does he hang up?
No, we continue on, and I ask him, hey, what's your name? Can you just tell me your name? And he tells me, I believe it's something like Malma Dali, which sounds like somebody that might be from Afghanistan.
Could be fake.
Could be, absolutely. So it could be fake where he's calling from as well.
Right.
So I continue on, and I ask him, I said, why are you scamming our citizens? And he comes right out and says, this is our job, sir.
This is our job, sir. I'm in Afghanistan, buddy, and I got work to do. Now, are you going to let me scam you or not? Oh, my God. You said they were polite. Listen, mine's a 13-second call. When I got one, I just called them right back. This is a guy who gets a call from Officer Dan Ross. He has an Indian accent. Hello, is Dan Ross in? Officer IRS Officer Dan Ross.
You son of a...
Yeah, good.
Okay, see, and then they start swearing at me. And usually when you call them back, they go nuts. Yesterday, Sheriff, tell me what, well, before I tell you, what did you hear when that guy was saying, I'm scamming you, I am not from the IRS, I am in Afghanistan? What did you hear in the background? I'm curious.
There was a ton of other phone
Boom!
Calls going on. Yeah,
see, no,
that
no.
was a call center.
Okay, yesterday I said it was a call center, but Buzz, you believe it was an automated tape pretending to sound like a call center.
That's what No.
This is what Buzz his, says. Buzz, go ahead. Say what you want.
Well, I just believe I felt it was a sound effect being used by the scam artists to sell you on the fact that they are in fact a busy office in Washington D.C. or whatever.
I really believe it. Hey, what was the number, Sheriff, that you dialed? Back again. Is it 605, that one?
Yeah, 605-291-6542. And
yeah.
Interesting, I called the next day again, and it was disconnected and no longer in service.
Yeah, put that number on line 11. Let me see what happens on line 11. 605-291-6542. We're calling back. I just want to see if they have disconnected it again. Or it's been disconnected, because usually the numbers, they'll change real quickly. You can call them right back. But ladies and gentlemen, there is the sheriff of Dodge County, Dale Schmidt.
The number you dialed is not a working number.
There it is.
Please check the number and dial again.
So that he's done.
El número que marcó no está en servicio.
He's done with that.
Verifíquelo y márquelo de nuevo.
All right, take that off the line.
Afghan area.
Yeah. All right. Well, let me just try another number, because here's the key. Once again, no one will ever, ever from the IRS call you. Call any other number that we had call back. Any other number you got. If you don't have any, let me know right now. If you have any numbers, no or no? Well, we got one more. Hold on a second. We're on with Sheriff Dale Schmidt, Dodge County, Wisconsin. He gets a fake call from the IRS, calls him back, and the guy says, yeah, I'm scamming you, Sheriff. What are you going to do about it? I'm in Afghanistan. He got a confession out of a scammer, Sheriff. You must be a good sheriff.
Well, you know, that's just good investigation. And you know, when I confronted him and asked him, hey, you're stealing money from people, he says, yeah, I am.
Yeah.
You know, something else that's interesting is, you know, if you're going to call from a government agency, typically they're going to ask you to call back an 800 number.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
investigation team of the IRS.
Hold on, is it?
Can I help you?
Yes, sir. Listen, you called me about my taxes. I was wondering about my taxes. Are you supposed to call this number back?
Can you verify me your name so I can pull out your details?
John Francis Brandmeier, Brandmeier.
What's your number? Where are you supposed to call?
844-452-7469. That's my work number.
I'm asking you the number where you received a call from my side.
Oh, for my cell number?
On which number you received a call?
What's that noise in the background?
Sir, I'm not only the one person sitting over here. There are more than a thousand people sitting over here.
A thousand people are sitting there? Where are you?
Yeah.
Why is it so noisy there?
Team of the
What is your name?
Investigation. Stephen Casey.
Stephen Casey. All right, Stephen. Yeah, I'm calling back. I don't want to pay taxes, obviously. So if this is a joke,
I'm your father.
You're what?
I'm your father.
You're my father.
Yeah, call me Papa.
All right, Papa. Are you in Afghanistan scamming people, or where are you?
Once again, call me Papa.
Papa, where are you?
Yeah, that's great.
So you are in Afghanistan? Or where are you?
Right now we are calling you from Spokane, Washington.
Spokane, Washington. So do I owe you money or not?
Where is my wife?
What?
Your mom.
So
where is my wife?
Where is your wife? This is interesting. Yeah. I wonder why you... So you call people and scam old people out of their money and make them pay taxes. That's what you do?
Just a second ago, you called me Papa, so I was just asking you, where is my wife?
Would you like to see your wife?
Yeah, I'm just missing her. Just pass this phone to her.
Ask me a question. Let me see if those people behind you are real. Talk to someone. I think it's an automated system. I don't think you're for real. You know you're not for real, and I know you're not for real. So knock it off. Stop scamming people, you little psycho.
Give this phone to my wife.
Just listen, Sheriff. We're listening.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
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 Yeah.
Just be quiet so I can hear the people in the background for a second.
Who are you?
Who are you, you lying punk?
give this phone to my wife.
Sheriff, you want to talk to this guy?
Hey, how's it going? Where are you calling from? Spokane?
Give this phone to my wife.
I'm sorry, your wife isn't here, man.
Your wife is not here. You're talking to the sheriff of Dodge County, Wisconsin. There he goes. He wouldn't hang up.
Oh, this is great, Johnny.
I'm telling you, Sheriff, it is great because if you people out there, and we're always going to give these numbers out on the air. So, ladies and gentlemen in America, if you get calls like this, just let us hear them. At the very least, give us the number they called back, and we'll just keep dialing it back. Sheriff, do you know that from October 2013, 896,000 people have complained to the IRS about these scam phone calls, and they have gotten more than 5,000 victims to go and give them money, collectively paid $26.5 million to the scammers. Now, who are these people that have fallen for this? I'm thinking, like, my mom might have, grandmother, some, you know what I mean?
It's those people who once they get you talking, especially the elderly, I think that some of the elderly might be a little bit more willing to talk to people because they may not have somebody to talk to. And, you know, they're preying on that type of people, and it's unfortunate. And I am getting phone calls every day in my office. We're getting them in our dispatch center, and it really is alarming the amount of phone calls that are going on. And I just tell everybody, just hang up and go on with your day.
Yeah, hang up, forget about it. Well, no, don't do that. That's what you want them to do, Sheriff. I don't want them to do that. I want them to call. Give me the number. Let me hear what it sounds like. We'll call them back because we'll have some fun with it. We got nothing else to do, Sheriff. You got crime to solve there in Wisconsin.
Hey that sounds great. Give the number to Johnny and then hang up and go on with it.
There you go. All right, Sheriff. Thank you for your time. Here's the weird thing. Of all of this has happened, we've been doing this for a year almost, talking about these scam calls, and I've seen every report in the country. Not one person has ever got them except you, Sheriff Dale Schmidt in Dodge County, Wisconsin, to have a guy literally admit, yeah, I'm scamming you, and where are you? I'm in Afghanistan, and he gave you a name.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I never expected I'd get that kind of a response, but what a great tool to get it out to the public to let them know that, hey, even these guys are admitting it, that they're scamming people.
Right on, Sheriff. Thanks for the time.
Have a great day.
All right, Sheriff Dale Schmidt. He gets a guy, when he gets an IRS call, he gets a scammer to confess. If you get him, give him to us. The IRS will never demand payment over the phone or require you to use a payment method for your taxes. A specific payment. They'll never say, give us this or wire that. They'll just say, pay. So if you get one of these calls, hang up and go on with your day, like the sheriff said, or call him back, like we say. You can get it to us. BrandmeierShow@gmail.com.
The IRS will never call you or email you. They will send you an official letter in the mail if you owe taxes. They will never demand an immediate payment or require you to wire money.
Jonathan Brandmeier.
Father's Day is coming up, and wouldn't it be great to give Dad a gift to appreciate all year long? Spring, summer, fall, and of course winter. I'm David McNeil, founder of WeatherTech. Dad's car, truck, or SUV can take a beating from the season's dirt, sand, mud, and just about anything tracked back to his vehicle, which can ruin the floor. And the best way to protect it is with WeatherTech floor liners. We design, engineer, and manufacture right here in America, using American raw materials, tooling and equipment, and of course, American workers. This Father's Day, order WeatherTech floor liners and give Dad a gift he can use all year round, so he'll never have to worry about spills or messes damaging his vehicle again. And when messes do happen, they easily rinse right off. To learn more about our full line of automotive accessories, go to WeatherTech.com or call 1-800-CAR-MATS. For the ultimate vehicle protection, choose WeatherTech, proudly made in America. And from all of us at WeatherTech, happy Father's Day.
Geico presents Kathy, the Candid Real Estate Agent.
Now in the living room, you'll see this beautiful bay window. It's energy efficient and lets in a ton of natural light. It will also let in a thief when you leave it unlocked, and he'll steal your laptop and flat screen TV. Now who wants to see the kitchen?
It's hard to know all that comes with renting a home or apartment. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting covered for personal property loss and damage quick and easy. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. That's right, a free face-to-face consultation with a knowledgeable tax specialist. That's the Wall difference. It's easy. We solve tax problems. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. You always speak with a live person. If you owe the IRS, your tax problems will not go away. No other company can help you like Wall. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. You always speak with a live person. Call now for a free face-to-face consultation, not a solicitation for legal services. Call 800-773-5750. That's 800-773-5750. 800-773-5750.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive Plus? They're letting everyone try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. 800-281-8770. You heard right. A risk free trial of Proactive Plus, two free gifts, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. You'll get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. That's 800-281-8770. One more time, ready? 800-281-8770.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-467-7530. That's 1-800-467-7530.
Call today.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show on Westwood One.
Send us an email, brandmeiershow@gmail.com.
How do I know you guys aren't going to chop it up later and make me look like an idiot?
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Let me know when it rings. Zsa Zsa, we were saying there's some celebrities that you can literally dial up and they'll just start talking. I mean, they don't care, you know, when you're calling a Kent McCord, you know?
Sure.
How many calls does he get?
So he gets a lot of calls from old Adam 12 people. They're calling him constantly.
He just picks it up and starts.
Hello?
Hi, is Zsa Zsa in?
No.
Oh, where did she go? Is this her husband?
Yeah.
How you doing, Philip?
Yeah, we are sleeping. Don't disturb us, okay?
Oh, wait, this is...
You don't understand.
Yeah, hold on a minute.
Please, don't hang up.
I forgot his name. He's the prince or something. What's his name?
You know, if you had known his name, we would have been in. It was the whole, are you the husband?
Yeah, yeah.
I think that's... It's bad enough to call a guy, but then to say, are you the male unit?
Yeah, that's right. Conan O'Brien! Calling Zsa Zsa. And I saw the husband on Entertainment Tonight talking about Zsa Zsa, who's on life support now. At 99 years old, Zsa Zsa Gabor, Nobody knows. And he said,
she's out of the hospital right now. She is at home. She is recovering. But it's a struggle. You can see it in her face. My hopes are, you know, my wife wants to go on. She squeezes my hand. She kisses. She's drinking water. She has ice cream. She wants to move on. People who don't want to move on, they give up. They totally give up. She wants to move on. She's fighting right now, and she wants to move on. She wants to live. She wants to go on. She loves everything. You see, she is in her own bedroom. She chose this bedroom in 1973. 1973, okay. She moved in the house. She said, this is my bedroom. And right now, in 2016, she is in the same bedroom, and she's going to stay in that bedroom.
All right. Yes. All right. There is Prince Van. They call him his Prince Van RC. Well, they, yeah, call him, yeah, they call him Prince Van A. A, you know.
A for...
A, you know, A, and then they had the hole behind it. Because he's just a nut. That's her 99 years old. She's still hanging in there. Still, of course, would probably be hanging up on me.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
This is Jonathan Brandmeier calling.
Jonathan, I'm not talking to you.
Why?
Oh, fine.
Right. Hanging in there and hanging up on me to this very day.
Boy. Still sounds like she's her one delight is ice cream. That was the only positive that he said. Likes ice cream.
She loves ice cream. There she was, and he was on Entertainment Tonight the other night, talking about her, showing the bedroom that she's in. I can't even imagine that. 99, just sitting in that bed. Oh, Lord. I love calling her with Coke, because people would come in, and we would always go, hey, you want to call Zsa Zsa? They go, what are you talking about? You know, Zsa Zsa Gabor. And they go, yeah, right. And then Conan's going, well, you don't just call them the male unit. You might be able to get through the line. But if I said my name, it would hang up on me.
I don't know who I'm talking to.
This is Jonathan Brandmeier calling.
Jonathan, I'm not talking to you.
Why?
Well, why isn't she?
She can't talk now. She can't talk now. She can't speak. She's not.
Well, you know what you did.
No, I didn't do anything to her. No, I remember calling her with Mr. Ed, the voice of Mr. Ed.
You don't think that might have...
And the talking horse was talking to her, and that was it. I loved Zsa Zsa. Had her on my NBC television show. She was great. I loved Zsa. She was, because nobody knew, like, for real, why are we talking to Zsa Zsa Gabor?
Not Zsa Zsa.
Zsa
Zsa Gabor. Is she famous for the Broadway stage?
I don't think so. No.
Not Zsa Zsa.
But she's got to be famous for something. Hold on.
Zsa Zsa Gabor, we're singing Zsa 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 Gabor. Nobody knows what she's famous for.
Yeah, I love it. She likes ice cream right now, though, and she's 99 in the bedroom.
Speaking as long as I can lie in bed and eat ice cream, I wouldn't want to die either.
Really? If you had that choice right now. Hey, man, you could just lie in bed and eat ice cream. And
ice cream.
Really? Really?
You stop eating, you die. No, I'll keep eating.
So that's it. Just going to lie in bed and eat ice cream. That would be your thing.
If those are my options, you know. Buzz, you can lie in your bed and eat ice cream or die. Well, I'll take chocolate chip vanilla.
Okay. If the baby Jesus came down and gave you that opportunity, that's really the choice you would make. I'd say, wait a minute. I got to do that for... But Buzz, this is baby Jesus talking. But Buzz, you're going to have... If you choose ice cream, lay in bed and eat ice cream all day, you're going to have to eat it and you will not die. You're just going to keep eating it and eating it and eating it.
I'm good with that for a while, at least.
Yeah, well, you can't have a while. Yeah. I can pull the plug right now on you, or are you going to start, or are you going to go later, or never?
I don't know. What are you going to do? You can't pull the plug.
It would all depend on the ice cream.
What's your favorite ice cream?
Well, it used to be Häagen-Dazs vanilla chocolate chip, because Häagen-Dazs used to have Belgian chocolate as their chocolate chips, and now they have milk chocolate, so I have moved on.
Wow. I don't know what's wrong with you.
I like the way you talk.
I like the way you talk.
This is the Jonathan Brandmeier Show.
Hi, this is Linda Bott. Like many working women, I have a hectic schedule. My daily radio show, stage performances, and time with Carl leave almost no time to focus on myself. And I know a lot of us are in that same situation. We need me time to maintain mind, body, and spirit. And that's where Wellgate Sports Club really shines. I love the aquatic training program at Wellgate Sports Club. Kathleen Cowling's Aqua Aerobics focuses on cardiac training through water resistance and buoyancy that features safe, low-impact movements. Wellgate Sports Club's saltwater pool is a unique way to get back to my body, feeling muscle groups grow stronger. Kathleen at Wellgate Sports Club helped me to find my new limits, and they can help you too. Call Wellgate Sports Club today at 768-1205, or you can check out schedule information online at wellgatesportsclub.com. At Wellgate, self-care is the best form of health care. Wellgate Sports Club, Eureka Way at Court in Reading.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, community radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Senior U.S. and defense officials say the White House has approved plans to expand the military's authority to conduct airstrikes against the Taliban when necessary. The 9,800 U.S. troops still in Afghanistan, however, would still not be involved in direct combat. President Obama met with Bernie Sanders at the White House Thursday. Press Secretary Josh Earnest says the president was able to congratulate Sanders on his campaign success.
I think you could describe the conversation as a friendly conversation that was focused on the future.
And that future does not include the Oval Office. Within an hour after the meeting, Mr. Obama released a web video endorsing Hillary Clinton. The Senate continues its work on a major defense bill, even as it dispenses with one of the biggest issues in the bill. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon from Capitol Hill.
The Senate blocked an amendment from Arizona Republican John McCain to increase military spending by some $18 billion. A competing amendment was